Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The razz everywhere is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio.
Here can't be beat, the flash you need.
Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to everyone here to the forum tonight. It is Sunday night. It is January the 13th, 2013. And you're live in The Remix. It is so good to be here with everyone, to have you guys in the forum tonight with us. We have an amazing show plan for you here this evening. Of course, you know, Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience is going to be joining us here very shortly in the forum. So I just want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there and go ahead and give you some cosmic galactic directions so that you can make your way over here to The Remix. Now, if you're listening, and I know you guys are listening from all over the world, we get your emails. And you're listening, no matter where you're listening from, you are more than welcome to come and join us in chat and come over here. The chat room is open. The Remix family is in the house. They are sure to make you feel right at home and also welcome. So all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/all one word, The Remix. And come on in. It takes just a few moments for you to sign up, tell us who you are, and you'll be right in the place to be. You'll see the sign up button at the very bottom. You can click that. It takes about 2 to 5 minutes. Sign up, come on in, tell us who you are, and we'd love to have you. So I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you out there, the seen and the unseen, for joining us in the forum here tonight. And also, you can listen via the phone. Now, if you want to call in and you want to listen, let me give you that number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Lock it in. Keep it with you. And you'll always know how to dial in and get straight into The Remix. If you're calling internationally and you want to log in via international, then all you have to do is dial the country code for The Remix, and then come on in. So, glad to have you guys in the forum tonight. Peace and greetings, everyone. Oh, wow. And so good to be here this evening. So, all right, you guys, we're going to take care of covering some things before we get into this amazing show tonight. Let's see. Clash of the Titans, the Evolution of Love. All right. So, let's see. All right. So, let's see. We can make sure that everybody is on board here as we get into the forum tonight and get started. And there. So here's what I want to do. For those of you who are listening, and I know you guys are listening from all over the world, and you're listening through many different forums, I'm going to use the chat room here. If you guys are in the chat room and you can hear me, I want you to put a heart in the room so that I know that I can be heard. Let's see. Let's see if you guys can hear me. You're live in the remix. Let's see. You guys clicked on the right link. We're all good to go. All right. All right. So some of you can hear me out there. If you can and you're in the chat room, I want you to put a heart in the chat room to let me know you can hear me. Because trust me, you're going to want to hear tonight. Tonight is a show that you are going to want to hear. And so the heart, we know true hearing comes in through the heart. And so put a heart in the room. We'll let you guys sort of do that. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. So here we go. Here we go. All right, you guys. Peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. Glad to have you guys in the forum tonight. Thank you so much. I'm doing a check here. Thank you, Esther. Esther, you can hear me. You're in the chat room. Okay, so good to know that you guys can hear me out there in the chat room. We're going to get started because there's so much that we're going to be doing here tonight and so many things that I want to start to talk about. But first, what I want to do is I want to just give shout out to all of you guys out there, everyone who's listening on the remix. And I want to do something a little different. From time to time we do this, but, you know, we have listeners from all over the world and all the different countries. And whenever I miss some of those countries, you guys will shoot me and Sister Manya an email real quick and be like, hey, you have not been able to say our country. So I want to make sure that I give those very special shout outs to everyone all over the world who's listening to the show here. And so I want to give a very, very special shout out to all of our listeners in the UK, very large listening audience in the UK. So really, really glad to have those listeners in the UK, Canada, and also Kenya, South Africa, France, Turkey, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Nigeria, country I don't even know how to say, Egypt, Germany, Brazil, Australia, Japan, Barbados, the Bahamas, Saudi Arabia, the Philippines, Jamaica, Japan, of course, and you know we have the brother Mark who's in Japan. Out there listening to, let's see, Uganda, Kenya, Soma Principal, Quarta, Indonesia, India, Aruba, Malaysia, and wow, the list goes on and on and on. For those of you who are out there listening from all over the world, I don't even know the countries anymore. I kind of lost track, but I will keep up with that. I just want to say peace and love to you guys. It really does me well to know that you guys are listening from all over the world and you're downloading the shows on the remix, just like tonight's show. So any of the guests that you hear on the forum or any of the shows that we do, you can actually just download, and go back and download the shows. You can download those here, right here, from the Remix Radio page here, or you can actually download on iTunes as well, too. Now, one of the cool things that you can actually do is you can actually get the Remix Radio app. It's available on Android market for now. And, yes, one day it will be available on other markets, such as Apple, the Apple market, and other markets as well. But you can download that, and that's going to keep you with everything that is about the Remix. So if you want to share some energy with me, it sends an email directly to me. It takes you to the Know Your Magic line. It also takes you right here to the Remix page, and you can also listen. A lot of people tell me that they have finally, they've been able to listen through the Android app as well. So you just go to the Android market, and you look for the Remix logo, because it's there, and that Remix logo, that's there. You'll be able to see the logo, see everything that's there, and you'll be able to tap into that. And it's free. You can go get it. Well, it's not free. It's because you're putting in the work, because you know how I feel about that free stuff. Well, peace and greetings to you guys. Welcome to the Remix. I see everyone is getting themselves settled, and they're joining us in the forum tonight. I am so excited. We have Brother Bilal of Bilal The Experience joining us here live in the Remix tonight. And so now, for those of you who are listening, those international countries, here's what I want you guys to do. Send me an email over at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And let me know how you started listening to The Remix. So many times when I connect with you guys in reading, and whether I'm in China or whether I'm in Yugoslavia or somewhere doing a reading for someone all over the world, I always ask, how did you hear about The Remix? And so some really interesting answers that come back. Maybe on our next chat and chill, we can talk about some of those ways that some of the listeners, brothers and sisters from all over the world, who have tuned into this very, very unique vibration that has been built by everyone who comes on the platform, that they can begin to share those stories with us. And so, send me an email and let me know. It's Sunday night, you guys. Lots of great energy going on tonight. We're going to be doing some really cool things tonight. Don't forget to have your blue ink pen and something to write with, because you will want to write some of these things down. If you didn't hear the last show that we did, which was the show on Friday night, definitely go and download that show as well, too. So now, let's talk a little bit about the season that we're in. This is the time of the year that I like to call brown sugar time. You know, when you look outside, you really see those golden colors, those orange colors. And, you know, we're in that time of the season. But this is also a great time of the season for you to begin to plant some seeds. Seeds for things that you have coming up and the work that you are doing and will continue to do. And no greater way than you to be able to do this is to plant some seeds at this particular time. And the perfect thing that you can begin to use, because we have so many tools out there that's going to help you with planting those seeds, is the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It's a downloadable audio workbook channeled by me, Miss Blue. And if you want to know a psycho, sexy, cool kind of way to really, really stay current with your magic, be the magic maker that you are, releasing your cosmic orgasm out into the universe, and all of those other cool, sexy things, then you definitely want to get the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Thousands have downloaded it from all over the world, and every single day we get amazing feedback on how this has been life-changing for them. And because you really get to put the work in, I just really provide you with the tools there. I take you step by step over 4 hours of information and months and months and months of things that you can continue to do. So, peace and love to everyone out there. We're going to talk about the readings, get all of these things out the way as we're waiting for Brother Bilal to arrive and join us here on the platform. And I just want to let you guys know that you can contact me for a one-on-one. I call them all. They're very sacred to me. You know how I feel about them. Very sacred reading, a personal reading for one-on-one. And many types of readings that I do. The sacred session, which is really what you would think of as an oracle reading, you know. I know we have a lot of listeners out there. We get a lot of requests every single day of wanting to know about the different types of readings and things that are offered. And so the sacred session is where we go into the past, present, and future. We take a look at what's going on with you. It is all about you and everything. And so whether you want to look at things of relationships, your finances, if you want to look at family situations, work situations, your, you know, things going on in your life, you know, where you're headed, you know, what's going to be the best move and direction for you. I not only take you through those things and we really take a look at them from a very holistic perspective, but I also give you tons of tools so you can begin to do this for yourself. So anyone who has had a reading from me, they will tell you, Ms. Blue gives out tons of homework. I do. I give you gods and goddesses to work with. I tell you who was with you when you entered in on the planet, and I give you angels. I tell you what angels are currently with you. We talk about your elemental things. So we do a little bit of everything in that particular reading, and it's really cool. We talk about the cycle that you're in. We talk about your energy. We talk about how you can raise your vibration and really just take a look at so many things, crystals that are connected with you, everything that you can possibly think of. in that particular reading. And then, of course, there is the Akashic Record reading. And, you know, the Akashic Record reading, wow, Akashic Record reading is about tapping into your spiritual DNA. And so for those of you who have experienced and had Akashic Record readings from me, you know what they are. They've been talked about from everyone, from Brother Panic and everyone on the forum who's had Akashic Record readings from me. And we go into your Akashic Records, which is a Sanskrit word. It's about your records as far as you at a soul level of being here on the planet. And so we take a look at that spiritual lineage. And if that lineage happens to be you in a past life, we'll take a look at that. And we're not just looking at your past life so that we can talk about, you know, trauma and fault, but it's really to help you understand about why you came back here to the planet again. Most of us, as you know in my past shows, I talk about that we have reincarnated over 100 times here. And so a lot of times we bring back things with us, sort of unfinished work. You can kind of say that loosely there. It's a little bit more different than that. But that's a way to look at it. So we go into that in the Akashic Records. I give you things to talk about, and it is really, really so cool. I want to say something here. First of all, let me ask you guys, you want to also get yourself over to the Remix Radio page on Facebook, because we're going to be doing some things there as well, too. Some questions there, and really just making it very, very interactive also. But I want to ask you guys, how many of you listen to the show on Friday night? If you were here on Friday night, and we're going to go, I'm going to use both my psychic abilities, and I'll get all of you who are listening other forms, and I'll also get you guys in the chat room. So those of you who are in the chat room, what I want you to do is I want you to put a heart in the chat room if you listened on Friday night, because I have something I want to tell you. And it has to do with the Akashic Records. And I got a kick out of this after I was after I was thinking about this. It was kind of a little crazy to me. You know me, Blue. I'm a little crazy anyway. But it was kind of crazy. Okay, do you remember when the brother called in and he was telling me his name? And I believe his name, I didn't find this out till much later until I talked to Esther in the chat room. And I kind of had to kind of twirl things through my mind a little bit. But his name in the chat room was G-Force. And I don't know if he's here tonight, but you guys know G-Force? That was in the chat room. Well, he called in. So let me tell you a little bit, because I was doing readings that night, and a lot of times it's a little tricky. For those of you who do readings, too, you can appreciate this. But I'll just kind of tell you my psycho kind of sexy kind of cool kind of way of doing it and how crazy it gets to me. I was listening to him, and I was hearing him. What actually happened is as soon as I got ready to click on him to take his call, because I didn't know actually who was on there, I seen an Indian chief. And so when he came on, this Indian chief stepped forward, much like that happened when I'm doing Akashic Record readings, because we have thousands of past lives, or hundreds of them, some of you. Certain images step forward. This is sort of how I see things in the spirit world. So I've seen this full headdress Indian man step forward. And so when I said, "Who's calling? Tell me your name and where you're calling from," he was saying G-Force. And I don't know if you guys caught it, but I said back to him, "Crazy Horse." I thought he was saying Crazy Horse. Crazy Horse. Well, Crazy Horse would have been the lineage that's connected to him. Now, I wasn't doing an Akashic Record reading. That's a different sort of vibration, but that came up. So I just really trusted that, and I just went with it. It wasn't until afterwards that I was chatting with Esther, and she said, "Yeah, that was G-Force in the chat room." And I was saying Crazy Horse. And I know why I was saying Crazy Horse, because Crazy Horse stepped forward, that image stepped forward. So really, really cool. If G-Force is here, then he got to know. He has sort of that Native American Indian in his connected to him. connected to him. I kept saying Chief Horse. It might have sounded like I was saying Force, but I was saying Chief Horse. Yeah, I was saying Chief Horse. And that's why I said, interesting name. But I didn't question it because of what I have. I tell you guys this because I'm all about knowing your magic and also about you guys being magic makers. We've been doing work a long time as remix makers here. And so when you get into the place of knowing, you don't worry about being wrong or right. So he still got what he needed, and it was still information that's out there. So that's how that works. If I was so afraid of making a mistake or being right or being wrong, that would have never been revealed. That information, that energy won't flow through you. So there, and I don't have those agendas. So I thought that was really cool. It's something we can share in the moment here. So I wanted to tell you guys that. So, you know, baby readings and tons of other readings, funky feng shui readings, holistic, all of that. All you have to do is email me at question4blue@gmail.com. That's all you got to do. Email me there. We'll send you a list of all the different readings that I have and let you know also the time frame. There is a waiting list, but they are divine appointments. And there are hundreds upon thousands of stories of brothers and sisters all over the world that can tell you that it is truly a divine appointment. Okay, so now, we get ready for the show tonight. You guys, check this out. Clash of the Titans, the evolution of love. Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience is going to be here, and we're going to be talking about all kinds of things because this brother talks about astronomy in a way I've never heard it before. He and all the other modalities of everything. So it's going to be a power-packed show. And I know many of you have had his soul alignment readings. They are amazing. And so we're going to be doing readings here live. And not only is Brother Bilal going to be doing readings, but we're going to do them together. And the reason we're going to do them together, we kind of started out doing this together before, and it just was how the show flowed. But one thing I love so much about him is not only does he come on the remix, but he's been a long-time listener. And so that just makes it extra, extra cool. And I love it because we get to work together. And it's not too many of the guests that I get to do that or that want to do that, but he actually does. And so, hey, I think it's cool. And you guys love it because we've got hundreds of emails, myself and Brother Bilal, of you guys saying we love it when you two come on and do it together. So I think that's really, really cool. So, yeah, we're going to be doing that. And so, of course, we must talk about the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. You guys, Know Your Magic, the Kim deck, as is known, is something you want to get your hands on. It really helps you to keep your magic current. What can I say? All you have to do is go to the page, read the hundreds of comments that are there, or the comments that are there from brothers and sisters all over the world who are using the deck in every line of work. I had a sister the other day who has a reading coming up, and she's a physician. Yes, she is an MD and a medical physician, and she uses the Kim deck, and it's really helped her in her work, really to help tune herself. So that is just amazing. It's just amazing. This is the pure feminine energy who channeled the information. The Brother Dark, who worked with me of putting it together once everything was there, based upon these channels that I got, these divine channels from Spirit that I stayed true to, and all three of us coming together, this amazing, amazing thing to be able to go into all of our records here on the planet. And we've really, really kind of built the energy up. It is a deck packed with energy and power. Everyone who has touched it, worked on it, is amazing and very pure and spiritual in their work. So if you don't have that, get yourself over www.msblueblast.com/cards. Know the orders go out once a week. They go out on Sunday. So this is a great day for you to definitely pick that deck up. All right, you guys. So we're going to get ready to get into the share. We're going to listen to a little bit of music, and then we're going to talk about some other cool things that are going on at this particular time right now. And one of the things I want to do, I want to send love out to my mother and to my son, both of them, so amazing, and my whole family, you know, and you guys too. But definitely kisses kisses to my mommy. I talked to her twice tonight, so she is definitely on her path of healing, and I'm so happy about that. And kisses to my son. Much love to him. He is definitely on his path of healing. He's ready to kind of get himself geared back up and, you know, get back into school and do all these things. We still kind of take it easy, you know, a little bit and let that healing process really step outside of the space of time. But I love them so much. They are everything that I could only imagine myself to be. Two strong, loving, caring, and spiritual people. And so I love them. I want to love them and kind of send that energy out tonight. So I thank you guys for sending that energy out too, and to all of our loved ones all over the world. Isn't that beautiful that we can come together and we can do that for each other? All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a little bit of music. We're going to play some Baby Blue because we need to do that. Kisses to Baby Blue. I don't know when she's going to get herself together. You know, she constantly is in the studio making music and singing, and now that she's playing the piano and the keyboard, it's like she's a, you know, superstar for real. I'm trying to get her to give me some drops and stuff. So she says she's going to do that for us soon. So hopefully we can look for some new things from Baby Blue too.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So, you guys, tonight we're going to do what we do. It's the remix. I do want you to get yourself over to, Remix Radio page. And once you get yourself over to the Remix Radio page, all you have to do is click like. We will be posting some questions there. So it's going to be really, really fun. I'm so glad to have you guys here with us tonight. We're going to listen to some music here. We're actually going to be listening to a little bit of Gil Scott Heron tonight. And then we're going to get some shout-outs in there because I have a special shout-out for an amazing, I don't even know what to call this brother. I got to give this shout-out to, but pretty amazing brother. And we'll talk about him and a lot of other things when we come back right after this.
Stand as far away from me as you can, and never went home again, home again, home again, home again. Kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it, kick it. Can't go home again, home again, home again. You know I can't go home again.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in The Remix. Joining me here live on the forum tonight is going to be Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience. Brother Bilal also does the soul alignment reading, and you can also go visit his website also for his book, his one of his most recent books, Problem Number 13, and that's www.BilalTheExperience.com. And so we're going to get ready to welcome Brother Bilal to come to the forum tonight. So let's go ahead and welcome him. We still got some other things we're going to cover, and then he's going to get right into the share. And so peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
Hey, hey, hey. How you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm excellent, excellent. Happy New Year, Remix family, and all the other good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Last time we were doing the show, it was last year. Actually,
right.
We closed out the show and did some amazing readings, lots of feedback there from everything. So how's the new year going for you?
It is excellent. I'm enjoyed it, you know, and it was actually 4 o'clock in the morning the last time we finished the show. So it's a different, that was a different twist for me, you know.
So, yeah, it was.
We had a lot of fun that night.
Yes, we did. I definitely thank you so much for being open to that. I wanted to bring you on. We're going to do some shout-outs and just talk about the energy today. So feel free to definitely jump in, and as well, everyone is giving you love and shout-outs from the chat room as well, too. So I want to talk about...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You were
going to pick up that. I appreciate that. The soul alignment readings have been wonderful. The Remix family been reaching out a lot of feedback, you know, so we had a lot of fun, a lot of good breakthroughs, even myself. I feel like I'm getting a soul alignment reading. I'd be having more breakthroughs than the person going through it.
Oh, yes, that's what it's about, a beautiful
right.
exchange. Yes, that is definitely
right.
what it's about. Well, I want to talk about this day. I know the number 13 is a number that's close to your heart, and we'll get into that and talk about that as well. But I also want to talk about this very, very unique day, and I want to share this with the Remix family here. First, I want to give a shout-out to an amazing brother. He's, if I could put him in a pantheon, I guess, of brothers, and today is his birthday, Earth Day, I would put him in the pantheon of a spiritual genius, if there's such a thing. He's like a spiritual genius. And so I want to give a very, very heartfelt to a brother who's very close to my heart, amazing family man, amazing spiritual brother that just, wow, I don't even know what to say. Like I said, a spiritual genius, a very humble brother, and has been listening to the Remix and brought so many. In fact, that is even sort of some energy that he's been listening for many years, for many years.
Right. Well, he the one introduced me to the show. Yeah, he the one first put me on Brother Panic, and, you know, and I was, you know, blown away by the information. And, you know, we've been studying for years together. And let me say this first of all, even before you say this brother name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a team effort. You are crazy if you think you're going to do anything by yourself.
That's
okay?
true.
And what this brother do, he sits in the skybox. I have him in the skybox.
Yes.
He look at the overhead view to feed me the information on what I can't see on the field. You understand? Mm-hmm. So we have coaches, we have wide receivers, quarterbacks, you know, we have the whole setup, you understand? So, you know, that's why, you know, I know it's important to have a team, but all the time we have to acknowledge that team. Because you're not just talking to me. It's so many conversations and so many people that you are talking to at one time. I'm just translating it at this time. You understand? So each one of us gets a different position and a different role. Because, you know, each person gets 15 minutes in the spotlight.
That's right.
But, it, But it's a way you could increase your time to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is share your spotlight with four other people. You understand?
That's it.
So, you know, the time is unlimited, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, but we have to acknowledge those who really assist us in our journey.
Yeah, you know, it is. It is so many people, and I can definitely say that for myself as well, too. So beautifully said. So I want to really give a special dedication and thank you to this particular brother. And give him love and kisses and hugs and all that good stuff from us. And the brother's name is Brother Shay out of Washington, D.C. So happy birthday, Shay. Happy Earth Day, born day.
Yes.
Amazing brother. So want to give some love to him, to Brother Shay. Beautiful.
Yes.
So now, speaking of which, quite a few things come in common on this particular day. I want you guys to know that 100 years ago, on this particular date, a sorority was formed called the Delta Sigma Thetas. What y'all know about that? The Delta Sigma Thetas. Delta Sigma Thetas, it is their anniversary of 100 years ago. And I want to give a shout out to that because this is something else that's very close to my heart as well. One of my aunts actually sat over the national chapter of the Delta Sigma Thetas for a while, and lots of, on my mother's side, family side, carry that sorority of the Delta Sigma Thetas. And it's definitely amazing. I want to say, because this is significant, I know sometimes as we've evolved ourselves, we begin to look at these things that some of our elders or our ancestors did, and we want to now call it something of the past or something that has no value anymore. And one of the things I do want to say is that when we begin to look at these things, it really is good to look at the intent, if you will, or look at the love that was put together. You know, when you look at the Greek alphabet letters, Delta comes up to be the fourth letter, which is represented by the triangle. So we know how powerful, when we look at sacred geometry, and even when we begin to take a look at our world around us, that triangle, that pyramid foundation is. And truly, you know, this was an organization, Brother Bilal, that was started by 22 sisters.
Mm-hmm.
22
Master
sisters
mm-hmm.
started this organization. They got together. These 22 sisters got together, and they wanted to build on these foundational things. And the triangle does represent that complete balance. It is the balance. You know, it is also the Trinity. So when we begin to look at different Trinities, the Father, the Son, and the Child, one Trinity, the triple goddess, you know, lots of Trinities that are out there, the past, the present, and the future, all of these things begin to bring themselves together. And so, you know, also, if we take it into your world, Brother Bilal, I know you deal a lot with the stars and the moons and the planet and astronomy and astrology and all of that great thing. In the constellations.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No. Talk about the 22. That's fine.
No, I was saying, you know, I didn't know it was 22. The 22 is the number of the master builder. You know what I'm saying? So you like you say, they built that foundation, but the 22 is the number of the master builder. So it's no coincidence, you know. And that, you know, that's a pure
that's
at heart
right.
move right there. Yeah.
Yes, a very pure at heart the organization was started from. Well, in the constellation, the fourth star, when you start to look at different constellations, is usually the brightest star. And so just really kind of giving you guys some correspondence. When it comes to Delta Sigma Theta, they are celebrating 100 years. 100 years. You know, that's probably a whole nother show that we can do about fraternities and sororities and why they got started and what was sort of their purpose there. Many of you belong to these different organizations as well, too. And, you know, when I start to look at a while back, I had did sort of the correspondence of the chakras with the sororities and the fraternities. And the fourth chakra, although we have the AKAs, which is, you know, pink and green, and we correlate those colors with the heart chakra, actually the organization that would fall into the fourth position would be Delta Sigma Theta. And, you know, their colors are going to be are red and white. And that represents the bloodline, the family lineage, you know, that tie, that bond that comes together. And so, you know, the fourth chakra is also where your life force energy is flowing through. So I think that's amazing. So just want to go ahead to all the Delta Sigma Thetas out there. Send some love out to you guys. Yes.
I tell you what, I was going to pledge. I just couldn't get out the room where they were shooting pool at all day and playing the game. So I went to higher education to the streets. You know, they kicked me out, you know. But big up, I wanted to play it, you know what I'm saying? So big up to all the brothers and sisters out there.
Oh, yes, definitely big up to them and all of that. Yes, yes, yes. And also this particular day, it's a great day for those of us who want to get into our ritual work. It's a great day to really work with the different goddesses coming out of the water. It's a lot about purification. That's what we're going to be talking about here tonight. Once Brother Bilal starts to get into the share, Clash of the Titans, the evolution of love, and really kind of bringing that together. But I wanted to give you guys a little ritual here because it's a lot of energy going on. It has been for some time, and know that this is going to happen. But one of the things that I've been seeing in the emails and also from the feedback from you guys, reading your emails, connecting with you on Facebook, Twitter, and, you know, and speaking with you guys, I know that many of you are very empathic. And sometimes it becomes a little difficult when your empath and your energy is not completely balanced for you to be able to manage that energy. And so let me give you an example of what I mean. There was a sister who contacted me that said that her daughter, you know, she noticed that anytime the wind was blowing strong, if it was raining, if something traumatic happened in the world, her daughter was really, really having these anxieties and these different feelings. Well, it's because her daughter was very, very strong in her empath energy. Now, don't get me wrong. This is when your empathic energy is somewhat out of alignment. And so for her daughter, so we work to bring that energy back into balance for her daughter. And so it's a lot of electromagnetic vibrations that are going on in the universe. And Brother Bilal is going to get more into that tonight to talk about how you are able to interact with these electronic energies that are out there. And so for many of you, it becomes challenging to really kind of keep yourself in a place where you're not taking on so much of that energy. And so here's a ritual that I got, and I've had this for quite some time. I actually got it out of a book. I'm going to have to go and get the name of the book that I got it out. But it is a Brazilian shaman's empowerment ritual. Now, I have met many Brazilian shamans when doing readings, the Akashic Record readings that came from Brazil. And so I thought this one was really, really cool. So I'm going to tell you guys, if you feel that your energy is a little out of balance there and something to just kind of help you with some of that empath energy, really to kind of keep your electromagnetic field in balance for yourself, that you can begin to do. So this is where the pen and paper is also going to come in handy for you. So here we go. And no worries, you guys. You can always go back and what? Download. Yes. So here we go. Now, what is a couple of things that you're going to need for this? And And this is one of the things that were used by Brazilian shamans and also shamans coming out of the Amazon, the area of the Amazon area, and also shamans coming out of here, out of America as well. So what you're going to need to do is really for protection and also personal power. And so I know we're moving into this particular area where there's a lot of things that's out there that we can use. I want you to know that all of these things are really a part of us. Our ancestors left them here for us. And so crystals, you know how I feel about crystals, everybody. Go back and listen to those shows. I love crystals. I work with them every single day and all of these things here. So for this particular ritual for protection and personal power, the Brazilian shamans and the shamans coming out of the Amazon and even some of the Native American shamans here in America and also the Mayan Indians, they use clear quartz crystal. So for this one, you're going to use a clear quartz crystal, and you're going to particularly use one that has sort of a point on the top. And so you want it to be sort of partially, you know, almost look like a little mini wand. It doesn't have to be very long. You want it probably about your pinky finger short, halfway, half of your pinky finger. So it doesn't have to be long, but halfway of your pinky finger. I can't talk. And so this is if you feel you need to shield yourself from negative energy. Now, let me explain to you what I say, what I mean when I say negative energy. I'm not necessarily talking about energy that is bad, but anything that will cause you to come out of alignment. Sometimes too much of a good thing could be negative energy for you, too. It can also throw your energy out, so let's use caution when we say that. And what you're going to do is this is a ritual that the shamans use to create their own power stone. And here are the steps that you're going to do. Once you get the quartz crystal that you like, and you're going to have the one that's about the finger length that you can begin to use, you're going to bury the crystal in the earth for 2 days. So you'll put the crystal in the earth for 2 days. Now, for those of you, my city folks, who live in the bright lights in the cities and the tall business buildings, you know, you can actually bury it in a flower pot. So you can actually put it inside a flower pot for 2 days if you can't really have that space to bury it. So you're going to bury it for 2 days there. And then what you're going to do is you're going to remove it from the soil, and then you're going to soak the crystal in either a glass or ceramic bowl for 7 days. So you want to use glass or you want to use ceramic. These two elements have been around since the eons. Even our ancestors, ancient Kemet, have been using these as well. And so what you're going to do is you're going to put it in, soak it in a glass and a ceramic bowl for 7 days with water. Now, you can change the water as you see fit. So I'm just going to try to cover anything that may happen. So if you want to change the water, you can. That's going to be optional for you. You don't have to. Now, after the 7 days, what you're going to do is you're going to take your crystal out of the water, and then you're going to dry it, and then you're going to wrap it in plastic wrap and put it in the freezer for 7 days. Now, we're doing a modern-day version of this. A lot of the other shamans, they would actually take these through different seasons. I need you guys to stay with me in different angles of light. Don't always get stuck into one pattern. Some people are asking, no salt? This is just another way to do it. If you choose to do it the way the ancient shamans have done it, do it this way, see how it works for you, and now you have another way to do it. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to take it and wrap it in plastic wrap and put it in the freezer for 7 days. Now, after that, your crystal is ready for you to use. You can start using it. You can start carrying it in your pocket. You can sleep with it next to you on your next to you at night in your bed. You can do all of these things. But here's what you need to do next. You need to find you a cellist. If you can't find a cellist, then what you want to do is you want to find you a wine glass. A wine glass is going to do. So Jay Wood is so funny. He said, oh, a cellist. If you can't find a cellist, you can get a wine glass. And you guys can go to the dollar store now. They sell wine glasses in the dollar store, and you can get you a wine glass. And what you're going to do is put you some sand inside the cellist or the wine glass that you're using. And I use a wine glass. You're going to put you some sand in there. If you don't have sand that you can do, a couple of things you can do that Mr. Anderson taught us about from igrowyougrow.biz, shout out to him, is you can actually get you some play dirt, which is sand, from Lowe's or Home Depot. And you're going to put some sand in there from the beach. And then what you're going to do, when you're not using your crystal, you're going to put it in the sand. You're going to put it in the sand. And so the sand that you're actually getting from Lowe's or Home Depot, it's not fake sand, it's real sand. It's just in a bag, and that's what the company calls it. Stay with me, people. Stay with me. So you're going to put it inside with the point sticking up. The point is going to be sticking up. So the point of your crystal is going to be sticking up, and you're going to keep it there. And that's going to really sort of seal that energy in. This is why in any spiritual cultures you will always see pictures that show you the sand right before the body of water. You will always see the footprints in the sand. You will always see all of these other things that really show the sand. A lot of symbology there, too. So you want to do that. So you want to put it inside the sand. So you've consecrated your power stone, and you can use it for protection. You can also use it for empowerment. Keep it with you and carry it with you. It's something that the shamans all over the world have known, particularly those shamans in Brazil, and it is very, very powerful, especially at certain times of the year, certain times of different energy that's going on, when it's coming to these electromagnetic energies, these vibrations that are out there, to really keep you in tune with your true vibration. So I just wanted to give that out.
Good one. Yeah.
Good. Well, we're going to get ready to get into, because I'm excited for everything that you're going to be covering here, Brother Bilal. And I know we're going to really, really get into talking about this energy of Saturn and sort of what that really means. And one of the things that I know you'll be touching on is about the electromagnetic current. Because Saturn brings a lot of that electromagnetic current. And so you're going to be sharing with everyone here tonight, and you guys, you're going to love this, because I love the way Brother Bilal presents his astronomy of how he does his body of work to really talk to you and speak to you from a soul level. And so, you know, this electromagnetic current that's out there, Brother Bilal is going to be speaking to you guys about how you are impacting Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
Very crucial for you to understand. Not how Saturn is impacting you, but how you're impacting Saturn and what's going on. Isn't that cool? That is really, really cool. So we're going to be talking about that. And how Saturn, you know, is interacting with your electromagnetic field. See, Saturn is actually interacting with your field. And so this is what's really going on. And so this is great. I'm excited. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Brother Bilal.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, we, you know, Saturn has been getting a bad rap for years, you know what I'm saying, by being the disciplinary on the board. And, you know, what a lot of people understand, the metal that's connected with Saturn is lead. Okay? So Saturn is connected more to the weakest pull there is in the universe, which is gravity. And we operate mainly off of electromagnetic. So, you know, so with Saturn, you know, we all, you know, we know Saturn is the teacher, but Saturn is also that voice in our ears. You know, Saturn, just like your mom and dad, it's like when you graduate high school, right?
Yeah.
And you just want to lay around the house. Saturn is like, man, what you going to do with your life? What are you doing? What are you doing? You know, me, myself, I kept saying, I'm going to the military. I was always going to take the military test, trying to buy some time, you know? And
right.
Saturn is that prick on you, you understand? It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Get up off your ass and get it, you understand?
Right.
and you know, so with that being said, you understand this first. Saturn moves through each zodiac every 2.5 years. So it takes for the whole zodiac, for Saturn to make it around the whole chart is almost 29 years.
Right.
So I want you to think about it. When you are born, you won't see Saturn again till you're about 29 years old, 28, 29.
Yes.
And Saturn is coming to ask you, all right, you done had enough party and did enough drinking, what you gonna do with the rest of this life? Saturn be that voice of reasoning that start, you know, communicating with it. All these entities live inside of us.
Yes.
All right? And Saturn is a Titan.
Yes. And that's what I was going to ask you. Let's start out, because that is the title of the show tonight, The Clash of the Titan, The Evolution to Love. Speak to us for a moment, Brother Bilal. Who are the Titans?
Well, it was. I tell you what, it's more than the Nissan truck people paying the car note on. All right, so yeah, that's not the Titan they're talking about. And you know, it was said that the Titans would be, but the Titans are the titanium to the universe. And what the Titans truly are, that you probably, you know, I don't underestimate the Remix listeners, but the Titans were 12 Titans, just like the Zodiac.
Right.
All right? And all it is 12 laws that are unpenetratable. They cannot be penetrated. You cannot get around these 12 Titans. The Titans never lost. The Titans will stand there. And what happened, you know, the planet Saturn in Egypt was El, E-L, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the relationship with El, and understand what El is. El, you know, is another name for God, right?
Yes.
But El is really for elevate. See, because when Saturn show up, it's time to elevate your game. It's time to elevate. Get on the elevator and go to the next level. So this Titan here is all about you going to that next level. So that's what the L really represents. So this is also symbolic of the dragon. You know to slay the dragon, because even Einstein had a theory of the dragon theory, which is flame dragon, because when Saturn show up, it has the ability to drag time on, the drag on. You're dragging, it's dragging time because it's doing a calculation of all the shit you done put out.
Right.
Okay? So the Titans just represent those 12 laws that cannot and will not be broken. In the what happened, people, you know, thought the Titans lost, but what happened, we're not even on that Titan level.
No.
So it's time to elevate our game. We are in this new era to elevate to this level of Titan.
Mm.
All right? But it's the titanium. It's the titanium to the universe. You cannot penetrate none of these laws. If you break them, you know what it's like? It's just like you breaking something in the house. You break a very nice vase in the house, right?
Right.
And the Titans out on the road, your mom and dad. That's the two Titans over the house. Right,
yeah.
They are the titanium in their house, because when they find out that base is broke, they go break your ass off. So you understand? So what happened and this is how it works on the chart. Whatever your Saturn is letting you know this is the parents over this house. And you know how you keep looking out the window to see if they're pulling up, because you know they're going to look for that damn thing. So you keep peeping out the window, and that's how it is. Now, think about this. It takes 29 years for the parents to show back up to check out everything.
Mm.
You understand? So it's just like
right.
You borrowing your friend's car. You break something in a damn car, but you don't say shit. All right? And you broke the law. And, you know, it's just a matter of time before that phone ring, and she say, did you notice something funny with the car? She don't even have to say nothing. What happened, the magnetic pull is so strong, you go, how that car riding? She ain't even feeling even talking about the car. She said, damn, it's funny you asked about that. My shit broke. You know what I'm saying? Damn, what happened?
Right.
So that's what the Titans represent. And so Saturn is the Titan. He you know, Saturn also has the name Kronos with a K and a C. They're two different expressions.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. One, the one with the C is the motion of time, and one with the K is the law behind the time. It's two different aspects. Because it's just a matter of time before mom and dad pull back in that driveway. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what's happening with Saturn right now, Saturn is sitting over, is in the constellation Scorpio, which is where the pyramids are.
Right, yes. You know, that's really, really interesting. You know, on Friday night, I spoke about that this time we're in, no longer coming into, but we're in. And either you're going to submit to what's in your heart, or there's going to be this battle. It is this battle going on. And so this is why so many of us are struggling with things on all different levels, physical, mental, and spiritual level, because this is the time to truly live from the place of really what's in your heart. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what Gil Scott just said. Home is where the hatred is.
Yes.
Because you're so ashamed because you keep failing the same test. You see, people don't want to go home because they don't want mama to see them. They don't want dad to see them looking a damn mess because dad already told you just won't listen. So it's the same prodigal son's story. And she's just like Gil Scott said. He said a revolution will not be televised. And he was absolutely right.
Right.
It's going to be on Blog Talk. You understand?
Right.
You understand? So the Titans. You know what I'm saying? So that Saturn represents, it's sitting over the Great Pyramids right now. And it's also going to go in retrograde in March. Yeah, Saturn going retrograde also.
Yeah.
It's going over the Great Pyramid, then it's going in retrograde back over the pyramid to the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it happens every 7 years. Okay? So, you know, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk about Kronos, because this is very important. Kronos was the father of time, which is Saturn is the father of time. And we are at the end of the concept of time.
Right.
Okay. And Yeah. You understand? So Kronos was over time. And Kronos ate his children.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he had six children. He ate five of them. And everybody write that down. Kronos, he ate five. Number five. And we're going to talk a little 3D tonight. We're talking metaphor, but he ate five. Not only A-T-E, but the number eight. 8-5 is 13. He ate five, and he couldn't catch one.
Mm.
He couldn't catch one of them, all right? And so... Let me explain to you what I mean. He said he ate his children. He was eating his children, okay?
Yeah.
It's like this here. It's just like you coming home, your mother and father, they see something in you. They want you to be a lawyer. You know, you talk real good. You watch Law and Order all day, so you think you know about law. Yeah, you understand? So you want to do this lawyer thing, right? And so you come home and say, I want to be a painter. So what they're going to do, they're going to eat your ass up and send you to school to be a damn lawyer.
Right. Been there.
Okay, so this is what's symbolic of of eating something up is when a greater idea comes to suck it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So what's ever being eaten is only to be eaten by a greater idea or a greater concept. You understand? So that's why I think about with the numbers. Zero eats everything up because everything comes up out of zero.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you get what I'm saying? And so, you know, the one eat the two. So it's just talking more symbolic of eating. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to give us the six. Well, I'm going to give you the five that Cronus ate. And then I'm going to give you the one that he couldn't eat. Okay, but this represents the different energies in ourselves that start eating away at us.
Mm-hmm.
You know when shit starts just eating away at you? This is the Cronus, because Cronus is over the time. Anything you do with a time limit, that shit has to end.
Yes, so true. So true.
And I'm going to tell you who rules the time, who's over time. Because everybody having a problem with this time thing.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so off the top, I'm going to tell everybody who rules time right now. Time is of the essence. Essence is over time. Only the mind is bound by time. Not the essence, not the spirit of who you are. So right now, your ambitious ass won't get anything. Everything is an inspiration, inner spirit.
Yeah. Because
it don't have a time on it. If you're putting shit on a time limit, even when that shit come materialize, it will end on your ass fast. Because we are moving outside the concept of time. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to break down the six children. Okay?
Mm.
And all right, and I want you to look at this as different aspects of yourself. It's going to be so important for the readings tonight, because when it calls up, I'm going to give you the aspect of yourself that you're eating away at. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's start with the first one.
All right.
All right. The first one is Haru. Haru. And next to Haru, I'm gonna give you three different names for Haru. Haru is also Hero,
mm-hmm.
and it's also Juno, J-U-N-O.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is the first child that Cronus ate. The Juno really is talking about Junior, and that's male or female. It's really talking about your firstborn. Do you know when you first have a child that emotional attachment you have to that child?
Yeah.
You understand how it's hard to tell that firstborn? You know, you understand that emotional bond is so strong because that's your first desire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the first thing Cronus ate was his emotions. Talking about the emotions inside of you. The emotions got dead and stale. Because see what happened with Junior have so many expectations put on him to make it.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So all that pressure come down on Junior because the parents trying to live their life through Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how difficult, you know, the most challenging years, even in school, when you're a junior in high school and when you're a junior in college?
In college,
you know how much work you have put on you because it's not solidified you're going to graduate yet. All the pressure put on Junior.
That's right.
It's a very emotional time. Okay, so that first child that we have is the Junior. And it's just like your first desire. Just like if you have a desire, you say to a pair of shoes you've been looking at for about a month. And then you go to the store, you skip over that first desire and go to a whole, you see, you just ate that other pair been waiting on you all that time. You know, make it so simple so you could understand it.
Yes.
All right, so when we start to eat our emotions away, and we do this when our heart get broken.
Yes.
We kill that nerve in ourselves so we can't feel no more, and now we don't let people in our heart. we don't even be in our heart no more. So we having pseudo relationships, and you done ate away at your emotions.
Right. Okay?
So that is the first. That's the first emotion. That's the first child he ate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is Hestia, H-E-S-T-I-A. Also Vesta, V-E-S-T-A. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what this child is. The second child he ate was his hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Hestia represents. That's hesitation. And that don't even sound right, especially for us as hesitation, right? But hesitation is the thing gave birth to procrastination.
Yes, I was going to say that, yeah.
But hesitation is a powerful thing, because guess what hesitation really is? This is the inner counsel within you.
Mm-hmm.
This is your Merkaba.
Yes.
All right? And the Merkaba, and even in Islam, the Merkaba is the prayer rug. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The prayer rug is also a mat you kneel down on. So we're talking about your mathematics, M-A-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening, your higher self is trying to get you to just pause for a second and let's make sure this shit is adding up. Let's make sure our I's are dotted, our T's are crossed. Okay? So this is when you're supposed to go in your sacred space and do your prayer and wait on confirmation, come back to your move. So this is the sacred geometry that Saturn is connected to.
Mm-hmm.
Sacred geometry. Because you know the meditation, what's the meditation? The meditation for the third eye is O-M, So we're talking about geometry. You understand? So this is the sacred geometry when we go into that meditation and wait on a confirmation to make sure everything is a go. All right? And so this is that the energy of the Mason and the Muslim. And just think about that. Who is the son of me? Think about the me, a Mason, right?
Mm-hmm.
But who is the son of me? The son of me is the Taurus, the bull, because me is where Taurus sit. Taurus is in the month of May. That's the Mason.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mason and the Muslim are brothers. Because what the Muslim means, you must limit your relationship with your mind and start following your damn heart. All right? So this is connected also to your ambition. So your ambition will not pass right now.
Mm-hmm.
Your false ambitions will not do it.
Right.
Okay. And also, you know, ambition. The most ambitious zodiac is the Capricorn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. That's the most ambitious. And the Capricorn, the goat is the. One of the only, I think it's only two that has rectangular eyes. The goat can see behind his own back.
Yeah.
Now, who needs to see behind their own back all the time? What kind of shit you must be into? You need to look behind your back 24 hours a day.
Right, you got to be doing some real slimy stuff to look behind your back all the time.
Right. When you're ambitious, you always got to watch your back. That's why the story of Cronos, which is Saturn, right? Saturn took the throne from his father, which is Uranus.
Yes.
See, all of these stories are letting you know about the cosmic fights that take place in the sky, in the battles in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about Uranus. So, you understand? And that's that father that's over the time, the essence. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the third one. The third child that Cronus ate was Demeter, D-E-M-E-T-E-R, Demeter, also known as Ceres, the planet Ceres, which is C-E-R-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, the Demeter inside of each one of us is our values, our value system. You know, is this shit lining up to put my name on top of this? is also a meter. You know, just like a water meter, to come around and check the meter.
Yes.
It's trying to see how much usage, how much pressure is being applied. So right here, we also talking about temperature.
Mm.
Okay, your temperament. And seeing how hot you are for this thing. It's really like they putting the thermometer in your mouth. How excited you are about this project you're going to work on. So look at the word temper, right?
Mm-hmm.
But temper also goes to your temple. See, all these
yes,
words are connected. You know, like you said, like someone set the temple for what's going on. But also your temple's on the side of your head. And you know if somebody hit you in your temple, you dead.
Yes, you're dead. Mm-hmm.
So the meter is also going to our rhythm and harmony with what we get ready to experience. And when things don't start feeling right, I've been to a lot of places, even the different bars, and it's amazing how we even stay in the bar when they start playing country music. We know we don't even like this shit, but we just hang around anyway. Because, see, the whole rhythm doesn't change, but we just trying, it don't matter, I'm just going to blend in, you understand? But you,
right.
It hits you in your damn temple. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now look at the planet Ceres. Ceres is really connected to see how serious you are about this shit. Ceres sits between Mars and Jupiter. It's the dwarf planet. But it's just to see how serious you are about it. That's why gravity is the weakest pull in the universe, because gravity is the test to see if it's engraved in your heart. If you say you do this shit for real, it's supposed to be engraved in your heart.
Yes.
All right? So we're talking about going all in and doing that engravement. All right? And that was the third one that Cronus ate.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Our fourth, the fourth child he ate was Poseidon. Okay? And Poseidon is the god over the sea. Not just the S-E-A, but the S-E-E. Okay, so the Poseidon is talking about, it's just like taking a picture. It's a profile. Another level for Poseidon is a profile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you take a picture, I want to take my best profile. I don't want to see my bad side.
Right.
All right? So we're talking about the post side of things. So just like Gil Scott was a poet. You understand? The poetry. Because what happened is like when our bad side started to show, we start talking a lot of shit to take people's attention off what's our bad side.
That's right, yes.
It's just like if they call you in the office trying to give you a raise and they pull out your profile. They want to see all the good things you've done.
Mm-hmm.
So in this new era, we want to expose our whole self. We want the graphic expression of who we are. Because the real substance is, can you accept me for who I am in the total picture, in the total light? You know, so it's about that, you know, I want you to see the whole thing, not just the outline of who I am. All right? So this was the fourth child that Poseidon ate. So it's also connected to our vision, our eyes, to be able to see sure. I don't really want you to see the real me.
Right.
Okay. Now this fifth one, we're at the fifth child, okay, which
mm-hmm.
is Hades. Okay, and Hades was the god of the underworld. You know, let me tell you what the underworld really is. The underworld is everything below the heart. Everything you do below the heart is Hades. That's the underworld. Because, you know, when a person do something, you say, that shit just didn't make no sense. Why would he do that? Because he has lost his senses. He is dead. He has lost the senses to feel, to even when he's hurting his own self.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened, Hades It's just like Haiti. You know what I'm saying? It's connected to the dead, which are the zombies. You know, all this talk about the zombies. And it's nothing more than what a zombie wants but to eat brains. All right? And the brains represent you got to get a new way of thinking, it's time to elevate up out of the graveyard, up out of the underworld, because dead people are in the underworld. Just like when you sleep, your senses don't work in your sleep. So it's the same thing. You get to a point where you're so insensitive. People get shot right next to you, you don't even feel the shit no more.
Right.
You cry for people you never met, but somebody gets shot right in your neighborhood, you don't go and tell the people nothing because you're so numb to the shit now. Okay?
Yeah.
And so this is where Hades meets Venus. This is where Venus come into play. Okay? And you know Venus is the planet that rules over beauty and love. Now tell everybody write down the word Venus. I'm going to show you how we're going to get up out this underworld. Write the word Venus down, okay? Now what you do, put an L-O in front of Venus. And it should say love in us. Okay? And you know there's no power, nothing more powerful than love.
Yes. That's it. The only thing that is real is love. Yeah.
It's love, right? And now look at this, Ms. Blue, and I know this thing with love and the pure heart and the love of the heart. And just like even pure heart is in love with brave heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there's only one proof of love, okay? It's only one proof of love.
Yes.
And that's love spelled backwards.
That's right, evolve.
You see, because if we're not growing to that next level, elevating to that next level, is proof that you don't love yourself. We all, even in relationships, if you are not evolving together, you are not going to be involved with each other.
That's right.
So it's not going to be a revolution. It's a goddamn evolution.
Mm-hmm.
It's an evolution. All right? And so it's only one way to get this evolve and grow. It's only one way. And it goes to the story of the rat and the mongoose. Okay?
Yes.
The mongoose is the first cousin of the rat.
Mm-hmm.
The mongoose is really the evolution of the rat. Let me explain to you what happened. Because you know the mongoose is a snake killer, right?
Right, yes.
Mongoose is a snake killer. And what happened, I want you to think about this here. Put in your mind, use your imagination here. What happened, the snake was eating so many rats that one of them stood up and fought the snake and beat the snake. And then evolution took place. It started growing claws. It started growing sharper teeth. Because evolution is connected to you making the goddamn stand.
Yes.
You have to stand up against that snake that keep biting you, which is your greatest fucking fear. You got to stand up against that goddamn snake. And you're going to evolve. There's no other way to evolve but to stand. That's why they say hatred. You understand? Home is where the hatred is because the heart is the home. There's no other place to go but the home. You got to go back home, but you got to make a stand to what's been stopping and blocking you from getting back home. There's no other evolution but to evolve, but you got to make a stand.
That's right.
That's why the animal that's connected to the heart is the horse. Okay? See, the horse could see. That's why they call it the horse see.
Yeah.
And what's Ford most popular car? The Mustang. Because you must goddamn stand. Get some horsepower, some heart power, and stand up against that. Crush the snake. Crush the snake. And your greatest position to stand is get on your goddamn knees and make your pact with your heart and get your ass back in. Because they say prayers move mountains, so fucking put a mountain on top of that snake that keeps fighting you from getting in. Evolve. It's the only proof you're going to have that you love. Not for me. Not for you, Miss Blue. Do it for yourself.
Do it for yourself, yes.
Do it for yourself.
That's it.
So you got to go
no,
back home. There's no other place to go. You see, with home, look at the word home, right? Write the word home down. What home is really saying is hold me. The H-E, the H-O is for hold. Hold me. That's just like your homie. He going to hold me down. See, you looking to be held. We were stolen from our home. We don't have a home. We don't have a home to write back to. The Jews come here over here and write back to Israel. You understand? The Spanish come over here write back to Spain. Where our home?
That's
the home is in your goddamn heart. The incredible heart will cover us. And just like you said, it's that fourth chakra. That's the one. Because you can't, you see, you could break a damn heart, but you can't break the damn pulse. So everything you ever tried, the shit never failed. It's only been delayed because you can't break a goddamn pulse. You can't break the spirit of the heart, which is the pulse. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So this is the power of the heart. But you're not going to be able to do this if you don't make a stand against anything you think that's stopping you.
Right.
I promise you the alchemy will take place, so the quickening will take place immediately as soon as you stand up against that snake that keep biting you, that you keep distracting, because you got to go up against that damn snake, because the snake is on the way, on the road, going home.
Yes.
So think about Gil Scott heroin, right? Look at the word heroin. And look how many of our brothers are on heroin today. Because heroin saying the hero in. They looking for the fucking Superman in them. And that's why when heroin eggs trying to get off the goddamn off the drug, they say the monkey on their back. The monkey is fucking the hoodie. That's the hoodie. That's the thoughts. That's the god Thor.
Yeah.
The monkey on their back. I mean, the thoughts keep, they, no matter what I do to numb that sensation, these fucking thoughts keep coming in my damn head. I got to get this monkey off my back, but the hoodie ain't going nowhere. Fight that snake. The hero is in you, but you got to stand up for it.
Yes.
You got to stand up for it. Because, see, the hero, see, we don't know Superman, because Superman came from Krypton, which is the noble gas on Mars. So we the damn Superman in this damn game. All right? And even Superman's father was Joel, E-L. You understand? See, what this is saying is put your goddamn cape on.
Yes.
Fly. Don't get scared of getting bit. You done been bit. You done been a whole lot of shit this lifetime. But you got to make a damn stand. You must stand. All right? So that's the poem. That was the fifth child eight. Because, because Hades is the lower world. You're talking about your reproductive system, the scorpion.
Yeah.
The reproductive, the sting of the scorpion built built Orion. The scorpion bit Orion. Even the mystery of the Sphinx. All of it right there. Trying to tell you the whole story right there. And for brothers, the Sphinx got us tied up like a mud. The Sphinx shook it down. Because that's the snake for the brothers.
Yes.
That's the snake. The big pussy cat that's sitting in front of the pyramid, that's the snake.
Yeah.
Because they keep thinking with the lower self under the heart. The scorpion keeps stinging them. You know what I'm saying? Shit. All right, we're gonna go to the sixth child that couldn't be eaten. Okay? And they call this Zeus. And we're just using the Greek mythology because we're familiar with it, but I'm gonna make sense of it for you, which is Jupiter, but it really wasn't Jupiter. And Zeus really is saying the Zeal, Z-E-A-L. We are such a spirited people, no matter what happens. The zealous, you understand? Say it's a jealous God, it's not a
right.
jealous God, it's a zealous, it's a zeal. You understand? We have
right.
enthusiasm, we have the spirit, because this is what this whole thing is really about breaking the spirit. No matter what happened, nobody can break a spirit.
Right.
That's why they say the sleeping giant. The sleeping giant. Write the word giant down. The G-I is for gigantic, and the A-N-T is for antenna. We have a gigantic antenna. Our crown chakra go out the whole damn universe. The sleeping
yeah.
giant has woken up. That's what Jack and the Beanstalk represent. Because the Jack was trying to elevate, but he needed three beans. He needed the bean of love.
Mm-hmm.
The bean of trust.
Yes.
And the bean of truth. It was three beings that helped Jack elevate to the giant level. These are not just words. These are beings you fucking with. These are not, these you were talking about no snap beans. These are beings that you need to put around you. If you have the bean of worry behind you, you're going to be up all night. If you have the bean of thinking you got defeated, you're going to be up all night. And each one of these children are going directly back to your damn heart. That's why you got
yeah.
heart disease and heart attack and stroke attack and all that shit. Because if you don't follow your heart, that shit is going to attack your ass. And it deserves
yes.
you.
Yes.
Because that's the being it's talking about. Each one of these goddamn branches going directly back to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So is we got to get back in the proper spirit of understanding how everything got to happen for a goddamn reason and be good about that shit.
Yeah.
Be good about that shit.
Right. Not be so attached to the outcome. Yeah.
Even what you were saying about Walt Disney. What happened with Walt Disney, what you were saying?
Yeah. The story about Walt Disney is
mm-hmm.
how he actually came up with Mickey Mouse. Is he was investing into his dream. He really, really was investing into his dream, which actually was him as an artist. But he couldn't get anyone to invest in him as an artist. And so after he had exhausted all of his money, all of his funds, he had to take an apartment that was actually really infested with rats. And in this apartment, he spent so much time isolated in this apartment with all of these rats that it was infested into this apartment that he actually became friends with one of the mouse. And the mouse that he became friends with is Mickey Mouse.
mm-hmm.
Mickey Mouse. That's how you got Mickey Mouse. Because he was in this apartment. He had no job, had no money, and it was infested with rats. And he was in a place where he actually became friends with the mouse. And that's how he drew the character Mickey Mouse.
And I'm going to tell you, Ms. Blue, I'm going to tell you from experience. At one time, my mindset of thinking if I would have thought the perception of losing everything and I could have been in that same apartment with them rats, I would have put some decon down and killed the fuck out of them rats. you understand? Because we killing our own wealth. Everything
yeah.
is living, everything is talking, because we became
mm-hmm.
so ignorant. And think about this here, right? Home is where the heart is. That's why they told Dorothy, just click your damn heels. Take the
That's
damn
right.
just click your damn heels.
Right.
You understand? Because what the heart do?
Mm-hmm.
What the heart do? It beats like
yes,
a drum.
It beats like a drum.
Like an eardrum.
Mm-hmm.
Because the heart is connected to your damn hearing. And by you ignoring your heart,
mm-hmm.
you became ignorant.
That's right.
You ignorant as hell because you're not following the orders of your heart.
That's right.
And you can't tell me we should have opened up all kind of Disneyland, all the rats we got in our house. You understand?
We sure.
Black people, you understand? Shit, man, ain't no telling what we'd have if we were listening to something there. So Michael Jackson channeled that song from Ben.
Yes, he did.
He wrote
channeled
his
the song
from
Ben.
A rat.
That's right, from a rat. Right.
Come on, if he's a man, you talk to a person, what you can't get. You could do that from a rat.
Right.
I mean, I can't hold a decent
okay.
conversation with you and come up with nothing. I gotta go talk to a goddamn rat. Man, wake your ass up. Stand up, man. Stand up. So,
oh, wow.
so even the reading tonight, though, because in this time I wrote down every year where the Saturn was, so we won't, you know, I don't have to look at it so long.
Right.
So the only way I don't have your year written down is if you're 100 or if you're 10 years old, but all the rest of the years, if you're 100, you're going to need a little time anyway for me to get adjusted. So all the rest of the years, I got it written down. We're going to ready to roll. Tell people stand up, and we're going to do like Gil Scott did. We're going to kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it. You know what I'm saying? And we're going home again. Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Gosh.
Enough.
Oh, wow. Yes,
indeed.
Well,
I appreciate
beautiful.
You helping me tonight because I need some assistance tonight because we're going to get this shit shaken.
We're going to get it shaken. Oh, welcome to the forum, everyone. We are live in the remix, of course, you know, with Brother Bilal and of Bilal the Experience. He is also the brother who worked with me during the Kim Business class. And so those of you out there who have taken the Kim Business class, you had the honors of working up close and personal with Brother Bilal there, and also for the remix now because he's been on several times. And if you want to contact him, Brother Bilal, he also has a book. I want you to talk about your book project that you also did a show on here about, Problem 13, and also about the soul alignment reading. So if you're interested in finding out more about Brother Bilal, his work, and everything that he's been doing all over the world, email him at Bilal, B-A-L-A-H, theexperience@gmail.com. And that's how you can reach him and reach out to Brother Bilal.
Yes. We're enjoying it. Yes,
yes, yes, yes. And by
started.
The way, I guess this is a great time also as we get ready to get into the reading. So I want to let you guys know 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines, and you'll be getting a reading from Brother Bilal and also me, Miss Blue. So how's that for you? A double dose of do ya.
What I'll be doing again is seeing where the Saturn is, and we'll be getting you to kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it.
Yes,
get your ass back home again.
Kick it, quit it.
Yeah.
To get you back home, back into your heart, and I'm going to let you know what you need to stop doing.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about all of those.
Tell them what that snake is, Ms. Blue. Tell them what that snake is on that road. You understand that keep biting their ass, you know what I'm saying?
So we're going to get to do that, and we're going to do it the way we do, have fun. I always love sharing the platform with Brother Bilal, such a humble brother, amazing brother.
Same here.
Yes.
Black woman.
So, I want you guys to also know. Let's see. Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So you can go ahead and get yourself ready to call in. I see many of you on the phone lines already.
Before we get started, Ms. Blue, I've been getting so many emails, and everybody say, you never said what the role of Jupiter is, and I'm going to let everybody know right now what the role of Jupiter is.
Oh.
I think it's going to be very important because I got tired. I wanted to just paste and copy and just send it to everybody. And, you know, so many emails coming in, right? But
yes,
the role of Jupiter is going to be the same that it has always been. Jupiter was once a sun. It fell out of alignment. Okay?
Mm.
Jupiter is, was, and always will be over science.
Mm.
Jupiter is over science. Because Jupiter was once God's greatest angle. The greatest angle for us was science. And I'm going to give you the definition of science. Science is the essence of reading signs. That's what science really is. Our biggest, that's why Jupiter is the biggest planet, because signs are the biggest thing. You have to be able to read the signs.
Yes.
All the signs be communicating, but if you don't read the signs, you will fall in a trap.
Yes.
It's certain signs that even pop up to show you, do not go this way, do not go up this street. That's what they say about wisdom. Right. Wisdom cry out in the street and say, please, please don't come this way.
Yeah.
And you walk your ass up that street anyway. And yeah.
Anyway.
You understand? Yeah. Because remember, Cronus ate his children, so he ate the senses. See, we've been eating away at our senses. Do you know how many brothers in jail that then got ate up by the system?
Yes.
Education, the school education eats us up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they determine how many prison beds they're going to need by the fourth grade reading evaluation scores.
Yes.
That's how they determine, because they know if you can't read, you're going straight to jail.
Yes.
And they've been on point every time. But you got to read the signs. Because the system eating your ass alive. But they can't eat you if you go back to the heart. Can't nothing touch a heart.
Speaking of which, I want to mention this. Fetty in the chat room put, Miss Blue and Brother Bilal, Kim Business Class will kick your ass into the fifth dimension. She said, and I love it.
Thank you, Fetty.
Yes, Fetty.
Yeah, that's right. You know why? Because I'm going to be honest with you. This is how I talk to myself. This is how myself talk to me. I'm not talking to you. It's not even me talking. My spirit just says, myself, handle me like this. Do you understand my name wasn't even supposed to be Balah, B-A-L-A-H? This shit happened on a fluke. I sent the lawyer, it was supposed to be Bilal. And my ignorant ass gave the man spelled the shit wrong. And my ignorant ass, I was pissed off with the lawyer because he spelled it wrong. So see, man, it still wind up being a blessing. You understand? But it's our ignorance.
Yeah.
It's our ignorance. We don't listen and pay attention. So myself, I'm hard on myself. I promise you. I'm not tough. So even when you call for the reading tonight, I'm just going to tell you like it is, because this is how I talk to my own self. I do not play with myself.
I don't play with myself.
Literally. Literally.
I don't play with myself.
You understand? So beautiful. All right. So we're going to get a little glimpse of the soul alignment and all that. And please, Ms. Blue, let them know. We'll keep biting their ass because this is important. Oh, one more thing before we get started. Because everybody will have the Kim deck. I build a lot of my systems around the Kim deck. I use the Kim deck every day anyway. But a lot of systems I put in place, I use the Kim deck. So each one of those children that Cronus ate, that time ate up, you see, time eats your ass up. Your concept of time keep eating your ass up. And you got to learn how to make that shit fly. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get time off your ass. You could have they say time flies when you're having a good time. So if you're not having a good time here, you're not going to have no goddamn time. It will always be a crutch.
Right.
So what you want to do, pull out your six chakra cards, but not the crown. Pull out the base to the third eye. And the base is going to be the first child, down to the sixth is the last child. And so everybody, we have the Kim deck, because I know a lot of people may not be able to get the reading, but you still be able to check and see which one of these children are eating away, have you ate away at? All right? And that's the power of that Kim deck. That shit is off the chain. I appreciate that.
Oh,
Kim deck.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. I use it too, and I love it. And so that does my heart well to hear that that you work. I know we work together in the Kim class with it, but just on your own personal level, because there's so many things out there that I know you could be working with. So it does mean very well for someone like yourself to be working with the Kim deck. It's an honor for me to hear that. So, yeah.
Thank you. No doubt. So we ready to get cranked up here.
Oh, yes, and I don't know about you, Brother Bilal, but I'm kind of feeling sort of a special kind of way tonight, so.
I feel real good.
I feel
nothing
really
nothing on my mind,
too.
Be honest with you. You
nothing,
know, I don't know what to
yes.
Say, you know,
yes.
I don't know what to expect. We're learning
together. I don't, yes. So here you guys go. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to go to the first caller. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from. We're going to ask you, Brother Bilal will need some information for you to be able to check where your alignment is for you so that he can give you that information on what's been eating away at you and give you some insight there. He's also psychic, too. I know he hates when I say that, but he is.
I know.
Very psychic brother here. So it's going to be fun, you guys. You're getting the best of both worlds. So you got sort of some good masculine, feminine energy here. And what a perfect day to do that on January 13th, 2013. So let's go to the phone lines. Calling in from area code 516, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
I'm the first one, really?
Yes.
Hi,
well, you're the first one. Hi, you're the first one I pick. Who's on the line?
This is Bina, a.k.a. Transform Her, in the
chat
room.
Okay. Okay, greetings to you.
Transformer.
Yes.
All right. Transform Her. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. And what's your birthday? Let me check what your Saturn is.
12/24/75. Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, yours. Okay, yours is in family and emotions.
Yeah.
Okay. And what happened also is that fear of being hurt. So you keep blocking yourself. And check this out. The card that came up for you is the base card, which is the emotions.
Okay.
Which is the emotions. Mm-hmm. And just like I say, like being a junior in school, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the shit get hot, you break out running. You run too fast. You run too much.
Uh-oh.
You don't stay for the whole course.
I sure don't.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't stay the whole course. So I want you to think about this here. Look at this quick. You know, just like when you go to the restaurant, right?
Okay.
You have four courses. What's that last course?
Dessert.
Yeah, you know how you be deserting people and shit?
Yeah.
You know how you be deserting and just run the hell out?
Yeah.
What I want you to do when you start going to a restaurant, make room for dessert. Because dessert is your gift.
Okay.
And your gift will make room for you. So you got to make room for dessert. You got to stay the whole course. You see, just like sand people, the shit get real rough and you start breaking out running, but the shit is going to light up. You got to stay the whole course.
Okay.
And you got to help elevate the family, because you may be a little too cold toward the family and lose compassion and, you know, I did this for you, and y'all supposed to do this shit for me.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yes, that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? See, you eating your emotions up.
Yeah,
emotions is a very important part of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're lacking emotion because something else that probably happened. Because all the pressure and the stress they put on you, you're probably right. But remember, save room for dessert.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stop going with that nasty-ass attitude. People go treat you just how you treat yourself.
That's true.
Go with a better attitude. All right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
That's what I see, Ms. Blue, and that thing beeping in the back.
Oh, yes.
That's the smoke detector.
That's the smoke detector, yes. And so Here's what I want to talk to you about. Brother Bilal really touched on a lot of great things there for you. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I want to say to you is I want to immediately when you came up, the number one thing that I seen was an apple. You know, I seen an apple, like a red, juicy apple.
Isn't that funny? I saw myself holding a red apple today, sitting on a chair.
Well, you know, that's very good. You know, apple, you're very intuitive sister yourself. Apple mm-hmm. is about wisdom. You know, we always think about when we think about divine wisdom, mm-hmm. and we think about that, it comes from the apple. You know, of the apple, you know, the wisdom of the apple. But I want to talk to you because one of those things of love and relationship, that is the thing that is most closest to you. And so I want to tell you about what you need to stop doing in order for you to begin to bring these things into balance. And that is you have to stop trying to woo-woo people. With your tongue. You got to stop woo-wooing them. And what do I mean when I say woo-woo? Is that your personality, generally, you're a very loving sister, a very caring sister, when you feel there's something you're going to get out of the deal.
Okay.
Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yeah.
When you feel it's something you're going to get out of the deal. And so what happens a lot of time is sometimes you don't know how those deals are going to come out. And so when you try to change it up, this is how you end up getting hurt, especially when it comes to you and intimate relationships. So you're going to have to release that energy of what it has to do with when it comes to trying to woo people. You don't need to woo anybody. Your personality is already one that is wooing anyway.
Wow.
Does that make sense? When you try to woo someone, that doesn't work well for you. It never has worked well for you. So that's exactly what you have to stop doing.
Let me ask you something.
I want you.
I'm sorry to break it.
No,
but
no, go ahead.
You know we're talking about standing up to the snake. So she's a snake charmer.
He is a snake charmer.
Okay.
But what happens is halfway through charming the snake, she stops and ends up getting bit by it. So you can't woo, you don't need to woo-woo anyone. And I say that in that way because relationships is really where you've taken your biggest hit. It's in the area of relationships.
That's so true.
Yeah, in relationships. And how you're going to get out of that, I want you to sit down and I want you to begin to write yourself a letter. I definitely believe in the power of pen. And what I want you to do, if memory serves me right, and I'm going on pure spirit here, is that Wednesday is the day that you were born. You were born on a Wednesday. You need to write that letter. Well, is that correct? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
You need to write that letter on a Wednesday. On a Wednesday. That's what you need to do.
That's so okay, on Wednesday. I'm writing. I'm taking notes while y'all are talking to me.
Okay. So you're going to write this letter on Wednesday. This letter that you're going to write on Wednesday, I want you to just release all of this hatred and everything that you have on Wednesday. But I want you to get an apple, and I want you to sit that red apple in front of you. You know, in the story in Snow White, where the poison apple is, apples have the ability to hold negative energy. It can absorb it. And so this is even why when we talk about an apple a day keeps the doctor away. That's when the apple is pure in its essence. But as you're writing that letter, I want you to then sit it on top of the letter that you're writing. And then I want you to meditate and send all of that energy into that apple. You're then going to take that apple and you're going to bury it in the ground. But what you have to stop doing is stop trying to woo-woo. You don't need to woo-woo anybody. You don't need to do it.
Kick it, quit it.
Yeah, kick it and
stop.
Quit it.
Please.
Yes, Stop it.
Please.
So, and do this on a Wednesday because, you know, Spirit is showing me that is a beautiful vibration for you. It's for
okay.
you to begin to do it on Wednesday. All right? So beautiful.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
All right.
Have a great night.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Peace and, wait. Before you go, you must change that battery in that smoke detector.
Mm-hmm.
Me?
You got to. Yes. That battery in the smoke detector, let me tell you, you guys know I do my funky feng shui, and I do a lot of shows on feng shui. Mm-hmm. One of the things to know is that your whole house is an altar. Every single object in your house, all the way from the food you have in your refrigerator to them panties you got in your drawers to them toys that your children are playing with, is a part of your altar.
Mm.
That smoke detector, your house takes collective energy from every single member who lives inside that sacred space. And if you have someone that visits your sacred space very often, their energy is living there too. I'm going to place you on mute for just a minute so you can hear me. But their energy lives inside your sacred space too. So if you got a mama that's always coming over and her energy is there. If you got a boyfriend that spends the night three times a week, it's there. If you got a baby daddy that's somebody else's baby daddy that swings through there, his energy is there. If you got a girl that slips in while your girl is at work, her energy is there too. Everyone who spends a quality amount of time in your sacred space, that energy gets absorbed by the spirit in that house. And that house will become your divine oracle to let you know what is going on a different spiritual level. Most of our houses, even though they may be bricked in, the foundation and the frame is made up of wood. Spirits move through wood.
Mm-hmm.
So your smoke detector is going off because it's letting you know that there are some things that are very, very close to you that you are not paying attention to. So whenever that smoke detector, that is your warning. It is a warning signal letting you know that this is just a warning. In a minute, the alarm is going to go off.
And Ms. Blue, that's the perfect example of what we just said. Her senses are so numb to the ears, you can't even hear it no more.
Yes.
Yeah,
because
I'm trying to figure out. One question about that. I'm not in my own space right now. I'm actually staying with my sister because of the incidents that took place last year, which led me back here to New York. So
right. Well, here's the thing. What I want you to tell you. I want to tell you this. I understand what you're saying from a practical point, but understand you are in your space. If you are there, did you hear what I said?
Uh-huh.
You spend a quality amount of time. That is your sacred space.
Right.
We're not talking about ownership title on a piece of paper because truth be told, we don't own none of this shit, but yet we own
right.
all of it.
Right.
You understand? So that is also a part of the problem. Bring your responsibility into that sacred space. Don't keep saying this is just your sister's place and you're just staying here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. You live there for now. It may be temporary, but you live there for now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. There
All
you
right.
go.
Thank
well,
you
peace
guys.
And love to you. You're welcome. And, oh, by the way, I see you in about 16 months. It feels like 16 months that you're going to be able to secure your own place and move out. Don't rush to do it. Remember, there is no timeline. But I'm going to say there is work for you to be done there. And a lot of what's going on in that house is that you're skipping over your responsibilities because you feel like it's not your place.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Sister girl, I'm here to tell you, go on and clean up, go on and do the things that need to get done because you're going to be there for a minute.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
And same to you guys. Thank you.
All right. All right. That was good.
That was excellent, too. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Brother Bilal. This is Ann, and I'm calling from West Palm, Florida.
Okay. All right. Greetings to you, and greetings.
Okay. I need that birth date.
All right. It's 3/14/89.
3/14/89. Oh, okay. Your Saturn was inside of Capricorn. What it's saying is, you every time you get in a rush to do something, the plans will not go through. You're in too big of a hurry. Yeah, and what happened? The thing that keeps triggering yours, you can't see sure. Your vision. Okay. And
yeah.
Whenever you start looking at something and making it not what it is, you will get trapped in it. This goes to the story of the lobster. The lobster is one of the only sea creatures that has a panoramic view. It sees in panoramic view. And what happens, you have to put your lobster eyes on because the claws keep catching your ass. It's just like getting in a contract with a cell phone. And you get in it, and then you don't like the phone. Every time you don't read the little bitty fine print, the clause is going to trap your ass. So you need to hold down your ambition and make sure the plan is all the way through. But you must go back home. You have to start following your heart. You don't follow your heart at all. All right?
Yeah.
And don't get other people to do your work. Do your own work. Okay? That's what I have for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, Ann, here's Brother Bilal. That was a mouthful. That was a mouthful, a beautiful mouthful there. But I want to talk to you about, what you got to stop doing. And this is, I can't even tell you how much of an absolute must this is. This is a must. And I want you to think about, and I believe, and I could be wrong, and I'm open to being that, but I want you to think about Tuesday. You were born on a Tuesday, weren't you?
I actually don't recall the day.
Okay.
I don't know.
I believe you were born on a Tuesday. I'm not sure. Some of my Googlers out there probably could tell me. But I'm getting this word Tuesday for Tuesday. But here's one of the things that I want to share with you. You absolutely, positively, when I say stop it, you have to stop blaming your mother for your life.
It was a Tuesday.
Oh, perfect. You have got to stop blaming your mother for your life. And when things go wrong for you, Anne, your mother becomes that target. Everything that is wrong in your life is her fault. You've got to stop blaming your mother for your life. You have to. It is literally destroying you from within. Do you know what happens to a baby? I was reading a story the other day, and I think CNN had did a special on it. Not that I believe CNN, but a special on a 20-year-old baby. And they were talking about how scientists were going to start studying this particular baby's genes to find out why this baby was not growing. And they captured the title that said something, it went like, that they may have found the secret to not aging inside this baby.
Mm.
Still wears a pamper, still inside of a stroller, still sucks the bottle, still gagas and goo-goo, still a baby. And I looked at that particular article after I was reading it, and I said, many of us are still babies. Because when you cannot take responsibility for yourself and your parent is to blame for everything happening in your life, you're a baby. We can look at all of the ancient teachings that tell that. So I don't even want to get it twisted. It's not about having your own place to live at. Most grown children, believe it at not, most grown people, grown children, have either lived at home with their parents or maybe living there at this time. Most of the children, the babies, live outside the home, believe it or not. So I don't want anyone to get twisted that this has nothing to do with what your physical living conditions is or what you have accomplished in your life. If you are still staying and you're past the age of 17 in this Western world, in this time that we're living in right now, you are considered to be an adult. In some countries, you would have considered to be an adult at the age of 13.
Mm-hmm.
In Africa, in the African traditions, most 13-year-olds know as much as in our modern world as someone with a PhD. So I want you to understand that you have got to stop blaming your mother when things don't go right for you. Because the truth of the matter is, Anne, you haven't been a baby for a minute. I mean, you're 23 years old, or you will be 23. You know, you will be 23.
I'm 23.
You're 23.
Yeah.
You're not a baby. You're not a baby anymore. Those days are over. So this is definitely how you can move yourself to the next level. You have to start taking that responsibility for your life. Because now the truth of the matter is you are in charge of it. So how well have you done with it? But you can't see that because you're still blaming your mother. You're still blaming your mother. One of your totems, and I want you to work with this particular totem, is a wolf. Because I see a wolf next to you. I want you to begin to work with the energy of the wolf. You know, our ancestors, when it came to the Dogons, they had a very sacred space that's held for the wolf. And too much of the wolf's lower nature, you sort of have been in that place. Don't cloak yourself as a sheep. Don't be a wolf in sheep's clothing. Come out of that. Get to the higher elevation of yourself so that you can continue to move yourself forward. This is about you mending these ties with your mother. I'm also going to give you a crystal to work with, and that's going to be the bloodstone. The bloodstone. It's an excellent crystal for beginning to run, to work with, for those who feel that they need mercy. And that's what you feel. That mercy that you felt like you needed from your mother, whenever you go out in your personal life, try to build relationships, that's the same thing that you need. And so in order for you to stop it, you have to get rid of feeling like you need mercy. And that bloodstone is going to help you to release that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Work
right,
with
I'm...
that. Go ahead.
I remember last year, I got a reading from you on the show, and you told me to start working with the relationship with my mom. I'd have to, like, write her a letter and have a talk with her. But I don't know, it just seems like every time I try and do something like that or try and mend the relationship, it doesn't really go anywhere. Like, we don't...
Right. You know why? You know why it's not going to go anywhere?
I suppose because I'm still blaming her for my troubles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's why. And see, one of the things that's so critical, and I want everyone to really hear this, because this is for really all of us, Anne. I don't care what you think about your mother or what your mother has done. That's a part of you. You have a very large soul group. So you're like many of people who were born on the planet. What year was your birth? 89? You were born in 89?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In 1989, there was almost 4 million people in the U.S. alone. That's a lot of people. That's a whole lot of people to be born during that particular time period. So you have a very large soul group. Don't be stubborn and try to force yourself on people who are not in your soul group. Your mother will always be a part of your soul group to a certain level. This is why you have tried to separate yourself from your mother, and it's not working, because there's still work that needs to get done there. You have to do it for real. And the biggest step for you is to feel like someone deserves to have mercy on your soul. In order for you to experience true love, you have to give that unconditional love to your mother, and you're not willing to give it to her. And this is why when you try to mend a relationship and mend these things, they're not working. But you can do it, and that's the good news. You can do it. I want you to get a bloodstone and start working with that bloodstone, meditating with it, really sleeping with it to help release that energy. Anytime you start to think something negative about yourself or your mother, you release that energy into that bloodstone. Let it purify. Let that bloodstone purify you. Earlier at the beginning, I gave a very empowerment and protection sort of ritual that shamans use. Do that. Work with the clear quartz crystal and begin to do that.
All right. Well, thank you, and I will definitely keep in touch and let you know how that's working out for me.
All right. Beautiful. Peace and love to you, Anne. It's always good to hear from you.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
Beautiful. Mama is the universal tone that neutralizes negative energy in the universe. We can never discount mama. Never. Father either. Daddy either. Because that's another universal tone. But we can never do that. Never, never do that. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Oh, my gosh, you guys. We're live in the remix with, of course, me, Miss Blue, and Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. Giving readings here. So here we go. Next caller, calling in from area code 706. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. It's Nisha from Atlanta.
All right. Greetings to you, Nisha from Atlanta.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Hello.
We need that birth date. I'm fine. How you doing?
Oh, all right. April 15th, 1977.
All right, 77 in Leo. Okay, so you be real selfish. All right, quick to temper. You know what? You really have to work on the attitude in which you're doing things. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a little more patient with people, because you put that whip out and you really go at it. And look, your Saturn is in Leo, which deals with the quick temper. You're real quick to temper, all right? But now look at what chow you eating up is Demeter, which is the temperature. So it lines straight up with the same energy, okay? And what happens here, you need to check the value. You need to stop take a pause and make sure you're serious about what you say you're going to do. Okay? Just also have some ambition in this area also, but you have to put the emotions and stop being so cold. You understand? You know, like when you said you're hot on the trail of something?
Uh-huh.
What happened? Make sure this is what you want to do. You have to make sure what you want before you move on anything. Because a lot of times, you know, the rhythm and the harmony may not be there, and you may force yourself to do it and wind up being in a predicament, a place you're not supposed to be in. So it's always that whole thing of strife come up like, God damn, I fell for this shit again. Because you're not checking your temperature before you leave the house.
Okay?
So just make sure you take your time more than anything.
Okay.
All right. And if your emotions are not in this shit, don't do it. It's going to fall apart. Okay.
Nisha, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. That was beautiful, Brother Bilal. Nisha, I want to ask you a question. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I want you to tell me when your birthday is for real.
April 15th, 1977.
Mm-hmm. That's your birthday?
Yeah, April 15th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day, your birthday. Let me ask you a question. When is, and you don't have to give me the year, when is your man's birthday?
December the 6th.
Were you going to say, I don't know? You think?
Oh, you said, oh, was I going to say, yeah, because I didn't want to think about it. Just.
All right. Okay, I just kind of wanted to put that out there. Thank you for, you know, clarifying your birthday. Let's talk about some of the things that you need to stop doing. So that you can begin to move yourself to the next level. I know that people that you love very hard and you love very deep, the people in your life. And you can begin to say that for all of your relationships. Would you say that to be true?
Yes.
Yeah. And in fact, most of your love situations are complicated love situations.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, Nisha, one of the things that is that I really can admire about you is that you're a very proud sister. And it's really, really good to, you know, come across a sister who can be very proud of themselves, you know, and have a lot of respect for who they are. You know, and you have an excellent ass memory, so that's why I'm thinking like you couldn't remember your man's birthday.
I did. I had to think about it for a second because my younger sister's birthday is December 8th, and I always get them confused. I have to remember that hers is December 8th, and she was born in 1988. That's how I differentiate between his and hers.
Yeah. But that's your man, and I know you know his birthday.
Yes,
I know you do, and that's a beautiful thing. One of the things that you absolutely have to stop doing is you have to stop trying to impress everybody. That's what you got to do. You got to keep it real. And stop trying to impress people, particularly those who you love. You have to stop trying to impress them. Because the more you impress them, do you know what happens to you?
No.
You become depressed. So that's what you have to stop doing. Your strength and your survival is dependent upon it. This is what gives you your energy. This is what gives you all of that energy that is connected with you. For you to continue to move yourself forward. I'm going to give you some stones to work with. And the first one is going to be a quartz, like a crystal quartz, to work with that particular stone. That's going to be a great stone for you to begin to start studying those properties of a crystal quartz, because what it tends to do is it will amplify your intention. And so you can actually begin to start setting intentions, positive ones, for yourself to stop trying to impress the people that you love. It's not necessary and it's not needed. It's not necessary, and it's definitely not needed for you. So that's what Miss Blue has for you.
Okay.
There we go.
All right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Nisha, for calling in, and peace and love to you.
Thank you, Miss Blue. Peace and love to you.
All right.
All right. Beautiful.
All right. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just some powerful readings. I see you guys in the chat room.
Yes.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 518, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from and give Brother Bilal your birthday.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Hey.
Hi, Brother Bilal.
Hey.
Sorry. my name is Kim. And I'm calling from Albany. I was born April 24th,
1961. Let me see where you are right here. Okay, in Capricorn again. So it's the same thing. It's what happens is triggered by your ambitions. You know, like your personal goal you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stop putting a time on it. You have to stop because you'll become so rigid with that time, it'll never line up for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
the main thing, this is the main thing you need to work on, is the last aspect we talk about is the zeal. You have to keep your attitude in the proper place because your attitude, when you think something went wrong, you beat yourself up and everything start going wrong as a result of that. You have to start looking for the sun. Remember, it don't rain by the sun. It only rain below the clouds. Okay? And what happened, you need to lift your attitude because your attitude is the altitude to your life.
Wow.
Okay? And so so another thing keep happening, you don't follow proper protocol. You got to do shit with integrity. It's got to be step by step. Okay? Like I always say, when you go to Best Buy and buy that laptop, buy yourself some integrity. Buy yourself 3 years of integrity.
Wow.
Let me tell you why. Because if you don't buy no insurance for that laptop, it has to break. Because you want to buy the integrity so you could be able to have a voice and talk shit. If you don't buy no insurance, you go in there and you start whispering, is the manager around? Because you know you don't have no goddamn integrity. Once you buy 3 years of insurance, you could go throw that shit all over the floor because that's Best Buy shit.
fix my damn, like, get the Geek Squad or whoever else you got in this motherfucker, fix my laptop, and they go respect and honor because you bought 3 years of being able to talk shit. You understand?
Yes.
So make sure integrity is in everything. Do not compromise your integrity.
Wow. Mm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. All right. Let me ask you a question because I just wanted to make sure. Did you say your birthday was the 24th of April?
Yes.
Okay, the 24th of April. Mm, interesting. I pulled the card for you from the Kim deck, and the card that came up was card number 25. And that particular card is about obstacles and challenges, which is exactly, you know, what Brother Bilal was speaking to you here. But I want to talk to you about what you absolutely, positively have to stop doing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop doing this. Like, I just want to scream, stop it. Stop it. And that is, you have to stop. Well, first, before we get to that, I know.
Oh.
You and how do
you the drama. I'm like, I'm watching a movie. Shit. Like the Young and the Restless.
Before we get to
come
that.
Shit. Okay.
I want you to think about this, and I'm going to have to ask for Brother Bilal's help because I really don't know much about astronomy and astrology on this particular level. But tell me about August the 1st. Tell me about August the 1st.
Ooh, see, that's going right back to that 9 energy, though. So that August the 1st, yeah, going right back to that same energy, understanding your value. And starting and finishing what you say, you know?
Okay, so this is about starting and finishing what you say. The reason I say that is because this day was a beautiful day for your mother and father. Because I really went into your records and spirit showed me this was right around the time you were conceived. I'm even going to say it was somewhere around 8:30 p.m.
Mm.
So you can ask your mama and your daddy, what was they doing on what would it have been, the 1st of August in 1960? Ask them what they were doing that night.
Wow,
okay. Now, I brought that up so that I could share some things with you. And what you have to absolutely, positively, you have to stop doing, you kind of got, it's either my way or the highway. Mentality. One. If you're not doing it my way, just gonna hit the highway. That type of mentality. And what that has caused you, see, I'm more concerned with you getting what you need so that you can begin to move yourself to a higher level of consciousness than even trying to get into you just not wanting to compromise or be flexible to anything. What it has built within you is the jealousy. Is jealousy. Now, I will tell you that the sunny side of that, I know Brother Bilal mentioned when the sun is coming out. Do you know what the sunny side of jealousy is?
No.
The sunny side of jealousy is passion. When you find yourself in a place, and this is for anybody, where you have lost passion, I guarantee you, all you have to do is look at your life and you are jealous and envious of hell as somebody. And if you would take that focus off of them, you could get into your true divine.
Ooh, Miss Blue.
Wow. So
stand up.
Kick it, quit it.
Now check this out, Miss Blue. Now check out what you just said, right?
You say August the 1st, right?
Yes.
And that's in the zodiac of Leo. Now check this out.
Mm.
This is why this is so important. We have planets in every house, almost every house.
Right.
When she was born, her Mars, the planet Mars, was in Leo.
Mm.
Okay? And look at what this means. Look at what this means. For everybody out there who don't know this, you won't hear this. Mars represents your left side, your left hemisphere of your brain. This is where your logic and all your things. By Mars being in Leo, Mars is already a warlike planet. And also Leo is about that fight. So she talks some shit she throw down. The chain. She needs to be an Olympic. She will whip the shit out of somebody, for real. You know what I'm saying? So, but look, every hit you throw, you already know.
You say you already know.
You already know. You got to feel that shit. So you right on point, Miss Blue. That's powerful. You did that.
Yeah.
I got to get one of those readings. Shit. That's serious. Shit.
You know. Y'all are doing the most.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what you got to stop doing. You got to let that go. You definitely
if you don't let it go, I guarantee. If you don't let it go, I'm going to guarantee you this one here. And if you don't let it go, you will have a stroke.
Because
your brain gets so damn hot, it's not going to be nothing else to do.
Yes.
Because, you see, you could only stroke your ego. So your ego is going to cause you to have a stroke.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's where the stroke comes from. You keep up with that shit you're doing, all that hot, and you're going to be the only one laying in the damn hospital, and everybody will say, man, she was a good person.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Let go.
That is real talk. That is some real shit right there.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh.
So, so stop this shit for
only
real.
Only in the rehab.
You're the
only
one
going to
be laying in the hospital, for real.
I'm stopping that shit right now. That shit
I'm
got
telling
to
you.
Ooh.
You
got
to stop that shit. You got to stop that.
Ooh. Yeah.
You got to stop
Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Thanks for calling in. Peace and love.
Thank
Let us know how it goes. You're welcome.
You
all right. You're welcome. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Beautiful, you guys. We still have 26 minutes left to go before we get to the after hours. Powerful
right.
share here tonight, Clash of the Titans, The Evolution of Love, Brother Bilal from Bilal. Yes, Clash.
And the reason is Clash of the Titans because all these planets are taking their rightful place again. And everybody getting ready to jump on Saturn ass with this time thing, you understand? The concept
right.
of time is gone, you understand? So once you understand what the reason of time is, you just eclipsed it. You have to find out what the real reason
right.
for time to eat time ass up. Because it's the thing that's causing the strokes. It's the thing causing you to be so ambitious. It's the thing that's causing you to say, damn, where my shit at? Where my car at? When I'm going to win? That's all in time. And anything you do in time, it has to fall apart. It won't last. And then you'll be coming back reincarnated the next time.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in, I believe, from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 786. We'll go to the next caller. We can't hear them. All right. Calling in from area code 330. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. This is Kelly. Good night and good morning.
Oh, good morning. Who's calling?
Kelly Alexander from Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay, hey, Kelly. All right. Greetings to you, Kelly. You want to go ahead and give Brother Bilal your birth date?
Yes, it is. It's January 3rd,
1985.
Oh, January.
In the house, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let me see where you're at. 1 second here. Okay, so it's in Scorpio. Okay, your Saturn is in Scorpio. And so what
that's
saying off, huh? That's your son?
I was saying that's my son, yes.
Okay, well, what that's saying off top you got to stop keeping so many secrets. You understand? Yeah, I know. You don't want to expose none of your shit. You the type of person, you'll let them spill all their guts and you won't say shit. You'll just sit back and like, your turn, you just sit up there looking stupid and shit. You understand? So you got to start sharing your inner thoughts. But and also, remember we were talking about the underworld?
Yeah.
Remember you listened earlier talking about the underworld? The underworld is it represents everything below your heart. So this is telling me when your Saturn is in Scorpio and you get that high energy, all your career energy, all the shit you do, all your expression, all you do is have sex, and then the shit be gone. All your creativity going through sex.
Not on the remix. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is on the remix. Yeah, and look, so what happened is it's a temple. See, because look, the child you eating up is the meter, which is the temperature. This is the temperature. See, because think about even with sex, hot, steamy relation, because you get real hot and, you know, all the shit, all your self-esteem just go right out the window. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to
mm-hmm.
stop using your deadly venom just to be killing shit, and you need to start doing more creating, more recreating. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Start setting your own temple. You understand? Start engraving your heart with some new shit. Do some new things. You understand? Do some new things,
right.
But that's what's happening with you. You got to get together with that, stop looking sneaky and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? No, and look, take revenge out your vocabulary and start learn how to forgive.
Yeah.
Quit it, kick it, please. Get that shit out. All right, man.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for that, Brother Bilal, because
yeah.
I wrote over here, I was thinking about that song, She's a Freak. I wrote that down. She's a Freak.
I caught
a vision of you, and I said, woo, oh, she's a freak.
Off the chain.
And, yeah, you off the chain with it for real. Okay. I understand, you know, I'm a sister. I understand why you definitely want to keep some things a secret.
I'm over here. Sweating right now. You talk about temperature. Okay.
So, but here's something I want to ask you, Kelly. You don't meditate, do you?
No, ma'am.
You got to. You absolutely, positively have to. You have to meditate. And let me tell you why. You are a freak. That's true. Lots of sexual energy, lots of kundalini energy, but you are moody as hell.
Mm.
Yes.
That's the temperament.
Mm-hmm.
And that moodiness, what it's causing is it's causing you to really go to sort of your dark side. I guess that's the best way I could say it. That your ego is what comes out. That's who people get when you're going into these very, very moody areas.
Huh.
Right.
You know? And beautiful sister. By the way, if you're not into feng shui, you should, because you have a very good understanding about how elements go together and how
mm-hmm.
things work together. And that can also help you, because you really have a good eye for things that go together and really how they come together, you know? And you have a lot of friends. And I know one of the reasons you have a lot of friends is you have a beautiful personality when it is balanced. But when you start to have those mood swings, it's almost impossible to deal with you, for real.
Ms. Blue, let me, I'm looking at her chart, okay? I'm looking at her overall.
Yeah.
Remember I said earlier, it takes Saturn 29 years to make a full circle to get back. When Saturn is right where it is when you were born, and it's just like you breaking that vase, and your father is home right now because you had a turning point in your life right now. And your life is saying you had a fork in the road, and it's like, shit or get off the pot. All your relationships are being fucked up right now. I promise you. I already know that. You're being challenged relationship-wise. I already know.
It's
just
so true.
Down. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get your shit together. Like, for real. it's time to get your shit together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And really, really good for you to begin to understand that, because it's true. You have this sexual energy, but
mm-hmm.
it's only being used at its lowest level. And sex is the lowest level for it. You can use this sexual energy to really begin to elevate yourself for lots of unfinished projects that you have not been able to complete, not because you can't do it, just because your ass is so moody.
I can't even start laughing. I'm like, oh, that is so
You
mean.
Know what I'm saying? Most people can say, well, Miss Blue, I haven't finished because of the kids, because of this. I don't have the money because I couldn't figure out this and I didn't understand. It was too hard. It was too difficult. I would have to move. No, that's not your story. You're not finishing because your ass is so caught up in your own mood. Stop it. Stop it. You got to stop it. How you're going to stop it is through meditation. You have to, must, for you, Kelly, because of your energy and your very intuitive sister. But again, it depends on what side of that intuition you're listening from. You listen when you want to jack somebody ass up. You listen to your intuition. But you don't listen to it when it's time for you to calm your ass down. You don't. So to bring that balance, one of the easiest ways to do that is through meditation. To really getting into some practices of really just emptying out your mind and really just being in that place of stillness for a moment. Because you have all of these thoughts going through your mind. I'm intuitive, so I already know what it feels like to be highly intuitive. It's all kind of shit racing through my mind 24/7. And you have to be able to shut off your third eye. And how you can do that, one of the simplest ways, I don't care when you do it, but you need to do it at least twice a day. And I don't care if you give me 2 minutes, 3 minutes, but I need you to really get into that. Because immediately getting into your energy, I'm spiraling up and I'm falling back down. That's the highs and lows of your mood. So you want to just focus on your breathing. You can do it at your lunch hour. You can do it when you're sitting at your kitchen table. You can do it when you're in the bathtub. You know, you can do it when you're sitting on your bed, because that's one of your favorite places, is to sit in your room on your bed. When you're sitting in your bed, feet planted on the floor, when you first get up in the morning, focus on your breathing in and out. Do it for at least 1 minute. That's going to shut down that third eye for a moment. It's almost like hitting a restart button. And then you need to do it again before you go to bed. And even if you feel that energy coming above you, like throughout the day, take about a minute, 30 seconds, get your private space, even if it's the bathroom, shut down the third eye and move on from there. Yes, ma'am. And get you a rose quartz crystal and work with. I think her call dropped. Yeah,
her
call dropped. Yes,
oh,
it did, but
okay.
I know she still heard what we said. All
right.
Well, peace and love to you, Kelly. All right. 15 minutes to go. We're going to continue. We'll be in the after hour because we see many of you on the phone lines. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from Skype, Mystic Uniqueness. Peace and greetings to you.
Hello.
Hello,
peace
and greetings.
Mm-hmm. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Certainly. Yes.
Okay. My birthday is June 30th, 1978.
June 30th, 1978.
And what's your name?
My name is Anya.
Anya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you were born, your Saturn was inside of Virgo. And this gives you that high perfectionist level. And what happens, you need to pay attention to detail, but you also need to know when to stop.
Okay.
Because you have the energy where you are just, nobody's going to do it like you do it, but you got to know when to call it quits.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay.
And we're getting. Where are you? Where are you calling from?
Bakersfield, California.
Okay. Yeah, you're kind of breaking up a little bit for us, so I don't know what you need to do on your end. Yes, we
can. Can you hear me a little bit? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you better. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, but and another thing too, I trust me, I get it. I know at your core is love, but you have to learn how to serve. You have to learn. You just can't be the one getting. And see, the reason you don't get the love you're looking for because you're not willing to give what you want. You want love, but you don't want to give it. And that's why you get that anxiety. You understand what I'm saying? You get bored real fast also. Because you have to take your time and make the decisions about where you're going to put your love at.
Well, I thought that was one of the problems because I am constantly giving and not receiving.
That the law of the universe say whatever you give, you must receive. That don't even make sense.
Well, when I say, should I say I don't receive it from those that I give it to? I do receive I am blessed.
Right.
Right, but I'm not from the ones that I would think should, you know what I'm saying?
That's why you don't receive it, because you putting the clause on it where you want to receive it from.
Okay.
You see, because you getting the fulfillment, but now you upset by where the shit coming from. I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. Then you don't show the people love who show you the love. So you fucking over them like the other people fucking over you.
Yeah.
And then you're going all out for the other person. So you have to stop that. Kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it. What you got for Ms. Blue? You got to conquer that. You got to go over that home, for real.
Yes, yes. Well, one of the things I want to say for you is definitely I want to talk about some of the things. And it's a lot of noise going on in the background. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, all right. If you have the television or something on, can you turn that down?
Okay.
All right.
Turn the remote.
Okay. Well, here's the number one thing that you have to do. Right now, things are cloudy for you. And immediately when I get into your energy, I see a lot of spillage coming out of your root chakra, out of your base chakra. Whenever I see a lot of spillage energy coming out of your root chakra, that tells me that there is some issues going on when it comes to your self-esteem. Even though that's not the chakra that really governs self-esteem, and I'm going to place you on mute until we speak so we can kind of hear you, but I feel that spillage coming out of your root chakra that has to do with your self-esteem. You do have that energy of being a perfectionist, and what has happened is that perfectionism has turned into procrastination. And so as a result, the number one thing that you have got to stop doing, and that is making excuses for why you haven't cleaned your house.
Okay.
So that's the number one thing that Spirit is showing for you. You have got to clean your house.
Okay.
This is about you getting, how do you clean your house? That is getting rid of all of those things that are broken, that are too small, that are worn out, that are no use. You need to get it. I see a whole room with clothes cluttered in corners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I see this. I'm looking in your kitchen, and I see how the counter has just been a storage spot for things just sitting there that you don't even really use. You have to go through and begin to get rid of that, because what it caused you to do is pulling down your energy. all of these things are pulling down your energy. So for you, you need to get into doing some feng shui. And you can go back and you can download all the shows that I've done on feng shui and start to make your way through there. Your whole house is your sacred space. But you need to start taking room by room, corner by corner, place by place, spot by spot. Make sure that you go in the bathroom and all of that stuff that you got underneath that cabinet that you have not used, you need to throw it away. Get rid of it.
That's funny that you say that. There is a lot of stuff under the cabinet, but it's not even mine.
That stuff needs to get out of there. But you are primarily the person that is there that would be the person to do the main cleaning, correct?
Correct.
So therefore, you're still responsible for it. So take room by room. If you go to listen to the downloads and see those shows on feng shui, you can go through it step by step. But in order for you to move out of this space where you are, you have got to clean your house. Everything that is going on in that house is symbolically going on with you.
Okay.
Those kitchen drawers that you just, everything is just shoved in.
Empty them.
Got to get rid of that
stuff.
I need
to empty them.
Even if you do one drawer, spend 15 minutes a day. This is an exercise I give out a lot in some of the readings when this particular energy comes up. Even if you do 15 minutes and say you're going to work on one area for 15 minutes, do that. But the main thing I want you to do is start working on getting anything that does not belong on the floor up off the floor. It's pulling your energy down.
Okay.
It's pulling you down, your self-esteem down. It's pulling you down. You will see by just cleaning up those clothes, you're going to feel 1,000 times better.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. You're kind of breaking up, but peace and love to you. I know you got it. Call us back.
Peace and love
to
you, too.
Yes, and let us know how it's going. Much love.
Yeah, you know what I wanted to say, Ms. Blue? That was very powerful. And
yes, thank you.
You know,
you
I know she'll get a chance to download this because I must say this. The child she's eating up is the Poseidon. All right, and remember, Poseidon is about the profile, right? But it's Poseidon is your pull side. All right, because even think about Verde. You know the color Verde is green in Spanish, right?
Yes.
Verde.
Yes.
Well, pole Verde is saying poverty. It's a pole heart.
Yes.
Pole Verde is a pole green because the green is the heart chakra. And she has to get back in her heart. She's losing communication with her green side. And that's what the root of all poverty is. You've been gone so far away from home plate.
Yes.
It's time to go back home to the heart.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're going to continue on, you guys. We have 5 minutes left to go in the forum. We're about to go into the after hours. So the rest of you who I know, funny how time flies. See, this is why we don't do time, because you step outside of that once you start to do your work and be in this particular space. I do want to say before we close out, for those of you who will not be able to get in, if you can, 646-652-2711 is the number to call so that you can get on the phone lines to hear the rest of the show. For the rest of you out there, download, 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 download. If you like the show, we definitely want you to like it. Like it here, like it over on Facebook. If you love the show, we definitely want you to love it as well and leave a comment as well. And also know that you can reach out to Brother Bilal by emailing him for his soul alignment readings, finding out about his book and so much more at Bilal, B-A-L-A-H-V-T-H-E, experience@gmail.com. That's how you can contact Brother Bilal. And, of course, you know how you can reach me. amazing chair. I'm going to give you about 2 minutes, Brother Bilal, to kind of say a few things to the people as we go into the after hours. Well, we can wait. You can save that for everybody.
Right.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. So we're about to go into the after hours. Everyone's throwing up hearts and loves to you as well.
Thank you. I love the Remix family.
And we love you as well, too. It is always an honor to have you here. In the meantime, for a lot of you out there, I see Sister Manya has put it up. I will see you this week in the readings coming up, and I am so looking forward to it. And for the rest of you, www.dumpitasap.com. Get rid of those negative thoughts or anything you want to release from yourself. Send it out into the universe so it can be recycled for positive energy. And so, yes, we are going into the after hours. And to hear the rest of the show, for the rest of you guys, I definitely want you to download. You'll be able to download the show once we're done here. But we look forward to reading your comments, you guys. So much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to all of you guys out there, all of you magic makers of 2013 and beyond. Don't forget Brother Panic is coming on next week. He'll be on Friday and Sunday night and many, many others after that.
All right.
All right. We're about to go into the after hour.
Let's get them in, as many as we could get.
Yes. We are about to get it in. Woo! Wow. All right. So here we go, you guys. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 678. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're from, who you are, where you're calling from, and also give Brother Bilal your birth date as well.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Yes. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hey, what's up, Brother Bilal? What's up,
Ms. Lewis?
This is Darren. How you doing?
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings.
You got going on?
Not too much, man. I was just calling in to get that booster shot.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. How everything going? Your brother had a solo line. Powerful brother right here, man. Look out.
Everything's going cool, man. I can't complain.
All right, good. All right. Yeah, it's going to come together. You know that. Give me that birth year again, T. Give me that birth year, Terrence.
12/8/1971.
Mm-hmm. 71. Okay. So they're putting that Saturn inside of that Taurus, but what I did check for you is the child you're eating up, right? And what it is inside the heart. It's right back to the horsepower. So what it's saying is make sure you see shore. Make sure it is what it is. Do not fall for nothing that sound good, because remember, Poseidon rules over the eyes. It's over the sea. So you need to start reading the fine print. See, our self be protecting us, so we wouldn't even get into deals because we didn't even know they had an underlying print there, and our self wouldn't even let that deal go through. And you'd be like, damn, what happened? Because our self have a built-in protection around it. So I want you to do the panoramic like the lobster. Read the claws. The claws would fucking clip you. They would trap you with the claw because that's where all the sweet meat is, inside the claws. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So don't let your students get sidetracked with poetry. Because see, the po side of things, the poetry, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you go to the store? And what's poetry? You know how people do poetry?
Right.
So what this is saying, be careful of people doing too much goddamn talking. All them fucking beautiful words, that shit sounds good. You know, that butterfly. Make sure you listen to what they're really saying. You understand?
Okay.
And poetry is also, chicken is poetry. You know that, right? Huh, Taryn?
Oh, his call dropped.
His call dropped?
Yes, his call dropped. Mm-hmm.
And see what happened, chicken is also poetry. And see what that is saying, don't be a chicken. Use your heart. Have some courage and just
dare yourself to just step out there. Have some horsepower. See, that's why they're poetry. Because think about chicken as being poetry, right? In a supermarket. And you know, when we were young, you said, man, he's chicken.
Yeah.
So what you have to do is step forward and make that move on it. You understand? And just stand up. Just stand up to it. You know what I'm saying? I did some work with the brother, powerful brother there. So mm-hmm. come together for him, too. Yeah, some mm-hmm. good things happening. Yeah.
Yes. Beautiful. Well, we're going to go on. I know his call dropped there. We're gonna go on to the next caller, and hopefully maybe Terrence can call back in. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 646, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Well, my name is Jake. I'm calling from New York.
Okay, Jake from New York. What part of New York are you calling from, Jake?
I'm calling from Manhattan.
Okay. Jake said that like I'm supposed to know.
I'm supposed to know that, actually.
I was surprised that I got through.
Okay. When's your birthday, big brother?
It's September the 5th, 1988.
You say December the 3rd?
What? September the 5th.
Oh, September the 5th.
Okay. I love the brothers.
You say 1988?
Yes.
Okay, let me check 88. Where my 88 at? Okay, yours is inside of Sagittarius. Okay, so this right back to the integrity. But what happened? This is what you got to think about. When you were born, Sagittarius was in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the most learned. It's the professor of all the zodiacs. So what this is saying is, you need to start studying and know more about your work that you say you're in love with. You want to skip the process and just want that shit to happen easy, and it's not going to work like that. You understand?
Yes.
So it's absolutely you skipping the process, and you don't finish shit. That's your damn problem. You don't finish a goddamn thing. Your finish work is so sloppy. You got to start finishing, and your sarcastic ass needs to really stop being the doc of the family. I understand you know everything, but the shit ain't going to get you nowhere if you don't understand the lessons you came here to do. And you need to start writing, too. You don't write shit down. And look for the bigger picture, okay? Because your first child you're eating is you in your junior year. When shit gets tough, you do that running thing again. You're looking for that hero in. That's that heroine. You're looking for that hero in because all these different expectations on what you're supposed to do in life and all that pressure, and you're probably lying to them. They won't do that shit anyway, and you already knew that shit was going to fall on your face. So you in damn mental slavery because you ain't living up to none of your goddamn goals. Okay?
Yeah.
So stay on your shit. And see, let me explain to you what work is, right? Work is the insurance to make sure you don't become a slave.
Yes, powerful.
Work is to ensure you don't become a slave. You know how to play a piano?
No.
All right. Do you know if you try to start playing piano right now, you are a slave to the piano? Until you can play the piano at will, you got to keep working it till you get it. You are a slave to the piano if you keep looking at the keys on what to press. When you get to a certain level of mastery, you can play the piano at will, you're no longer thinking about it. See, so slavery isn't thinking also. But you have to learn the whole process. Because you would start playing the piano, and you say, man, fuck this piano, and roll out on your own child, on your own desire. And you ate your child alive. That's what the analogy is. And that's all I have, Ms. Blue.
Wow. what was your name again? Tell me your name one more time.
It's Jake.
Jake from New York. Jake, let me tell you something that I think is really, really cool. What's really cool is a month ago on this date, on the 14th, your mother and your father was working on you. A month ago, they were working on you back in, it would have been what, 1987? Your parents was working on Jake, on having Jake. You were actually coming here into this physical reality. Now, Jake.
Yes.
I'm going to kind of agree with what I see with Brother Bilal. And you're going to get a little bit of what I call an Akashic record reading and past lives. See, Jake, in one of your past lives, you were kind of treated like royalty. I'm not trying to say you're not royalty now, but this is why you can be very demanding. You understand?
Yes.
You can be very demanding. You're a very demanding person, and a lot of times people who don't know you, you come across with a lot of airs. You know, would you say that to be true?
I would say that to be true.
Yes. And another thing, Jake, you know, if you could have your way, you would travel the world. That would be your damn job, to travel.
It would be. Absolutely.
You would just say, hey, just let me travel. Because you love beautiful things. You're a beautiful brother. You're a good-looking brother. I promise you, if there's a sister near you and I say, is Jake good-looking? She would say, girl, he's fine. Jake is fine. He know I'm telling the truth. You know, here's the thing, though, Jake. Two things.
Mm-hmm.
One, I want you to understand that all of those qualities, some of them, I will say you helped manifest them here in this physical reality, but I'll be perfectly honest with you. You brought some of them back from a past life. That particular past life, you were of royalty. You were like a noble, and so you would have all of these women around you. People would do whatever you want to do, and, you know, you didn't have to really, you traveled. You did all of these things. And the one thing in that particular past life, Jake, you didn't do. You didn't listen to people. You didn't listen to shit nobody told you. And ultimately, that was a big part of how you ended up making your transition. So let's talk about Jake now, 2013. Let's talk about Jake. In your younger years, the number one thing that people would say to you is, Jake, why did you let people influence you to do all this crazy shit?
Yeah, it sounds like something my mother would say.
Yeah. You made a promise to yourself because you didn't listen to shit nobody told you in a past life, that in this life you was going to listen to everything anybody
said.
Damn.
You know, and so now you're trying to balance that energy out, but it's a struggle. Because here's the struggle: you still do listen to people, some of them that really give you good things to go off of. Some of them, they give you some real BS stuff to go off of. So that's not good. But the people who are closest to Jake, you don't listen to shit. They say, you think they are your servants. And so because of that, it's a challenge to be in a space with you. Because you look at some of these things, and maybe not on a conscious level, but on a subconscious level, it's very hard for you to really do that because you like nice things, you like things that look good, you have excellent taste when it comes to things, but you don't want to do no work to get the taste there. And then when someone puts a little bit of pressure on Jake, you run. you leave. You're gone.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of there. So, what you absolutely, positively have to stop doing.
Stop it, kick it, quit it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You
Please.
Have to definitely stop treating people like you hate to be treated.
Mm, powerful.
That sounds simple, but Jake, I promise you that's transformation for you. You have got to stop treating people like you hate to be treated.
Okay.
And recognize that these things are your birthright. They are your birthright. But you have to focus and you have to learn how to sit still. Still with your thoughts, still with your dreams, even still with the advice, influence that others share with you. Sit with it for a minute. Don't treat it like a beer. I don't really drink beer, but most people who drink beer say you only borrow beer. You don't drink it. Because after you drink it, you have to go to the bathroom and it comes right back out of you. And that's what things do for you. They go in and you let them come right out. Sit with it for a moment. Hold it for a moment. Start to journal more. If you have to make a decision, this is something often we speak about in the Kim Business class. If you have to make a decision, don't make it right away. Give yourself at least a day before you make a decision.
Right.
Say, let me think about it. Make a conscious effort to think about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's how you move yourself to the next level.
Okay. I will listen.
You're very empathic brother, by the way, and a great traveler. I don't know why you ain't taking some trips or doing trips and taking people all over the world. That's what you really want to do.
It is what I really want to do.
Yep. That's what you need to do, Jake. They'll go with you.
Ms. Fu, right. I have a question.
Yes.
Like dealing with my dreams, because I have like wild dreams that I don't understand on a daily basis, like every day.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I
That's
know.
A good
I love
thing.
It. I just don't understand it.
Well, here's the thing. Start to write your dreams down. If you have the Know Your Magic audio workbook, the downloadable, I tell you how to make a dream journal in there so that you can build
a old dream journals in mind.
Okay. Well, then when you have a dream, that's how you got to, you know, but no, Jake, because you're doing it to me. See, I'm not going to be wooed by you real here. You're doing it right now. Check it out. You have everything you need to know about how to decipher those dreams. One, you have very strong intuition, and you're very empathic. So instead of you stop looking at the dream as something that you have to decipher, look at it as something you need to try to understand. Does that make sense? Those dreams that you're having, the first level needs to always go to you. There's tons of shows that me and Brother Panic did it on dreams. Always know the first level of a dream is always about you. Every character, everything, every cup, every football, every girl, every car, every house is you. That's the first level. Once you conquer that first level, you can then start to move on to the symbolic or the metaphysical level of how it relates to things in your environment and what is going on with you. So stop trying to decipher a car means this, a house means that. Look at those individually and then collectively gather the understanding from the dream. But guess what that takes, Jake? You got to sit with that for a minute. That's not some shit typically that you can do. You got to put the work in. You already have the template. to be able to decode dreams. But your problem is you want to take a shortcut. You just want the answer to pop out on the page. That's why your ass keeps getting influenced by people who don't need to influence you. Because if you let everybody else tell you some shit, then how are you going to know what Jake really want to do? So here's an assignment for you, Jake. I want you to take two of your dreams, and by Friday, I want you to write those dreams down and email me and let me know what you got from your dreams so far.
Will do. Absolutely.
All right, Jake, New York.
Cool, all right, Jake. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love. Thank you.
Yes. Right. And by the way, you may want to ask your mama what she was doing on December the 14th back in 1987.
Oh, I will.
All right.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from, it looks like, area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. This is Wanda. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Wanda. How are you?
Hello, Brother Bilal. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Wanda. How are you doing?
Great, great, great. I just called in to say thank you, Miss Blue, for having Brother Bilal, you know, and the readings. His readings was, like, amazing. Oh, my God.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you so much for having him on. Thank you so much.
I love it, too. I learned so much, too, though, Wanda. You know, and that's what I love about the experience.
Yes.
It's an organic process where, you know, we just go in, you understand? And I'm so happy with your growth. You are off the chain right now. Beautiful, beautiful.
That's beautiful. Beautiful, Wanda. Beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in.
And I just wanted to say thank you for your support, too, Brother Bilal. I appreciate that.
No problem. Anyway, I can help you. You know that we family, you know? Remix family. All right?
Yes.
And so what I'm going to tell you right now, huh?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I said what I was going to give you was, because, you know, remember, Kronos is the over the time, and I'm going to give you what child, what desire you're eating up on, okay?
Oh, okay.
So let's see. Hold on. Oh, it already came out. Jumped out of my hand. And yours is the temperament, is the temperature.
Okay.
And so what that is saying, take the time with yourself. And also the planet Ceres is there. So just make sure you're serious about what you're doing. Don't let nobody else set your tempo. Okay? Because you know the tempo is with rhythm and with dancing, okay?
Yes.
So if the rhythm is not, if you don't feel that rhythm, I mean, 100% there, you can't jump in. You can't just jump in. You have to sit with it, all right? And what happened, make sure you sit with it long enough, like we just said, and just make sure nobody hits you in your tempo. Meaning, you know what, when was a child, they say, if somebody hits you in your tempo, you're going to die?
Yes.
Because the tempo is on the side of your head, right?
Yes.
But your tempo is also the rhythm we set. And a temple is also a place where we go worship. So these are all temples. So what I don't want you to do is be having a beautiful day, an excellent day, and then it's being a fucking great day, and then somebody out the family call and say, just some off-the-wall shit and break your whole temple, hit you in your temple and kill your whole day. Don't let it fucking happen because it's only a test. Remember that. It's only a test. And you put out what you want back and say, I love you too, and hang up your phone. All right? So
make sure you're
the one setting the temple. All right. I'm so happy for you, though, Wanda. Oh, man, breakthrough. Wanda off the chain.
Beautiful, Wanda. Wanda, when is your birthday? I didn't hear what you said.
May 24th, 57.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And oh, right now you're getting ready. You're getting ready to get the kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it. What you need to quit. And the blue will go in that zone for real.
Oh, no, no, no. I was wondering. I thought I missed it. Did you want to
no.
get a reading?
No, 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 Miss Blue. I just did her soul alignment. I just did her chart. So
oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why I gave her the child sheet, you know what I'm saying? With
okay,
Ellie.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't
so
know
no,
if Wanda wanted
it.
To. If she was calling in because it was so beautiful, you know, the reading and so powerful for you. I love
right.
that so much. Those soul
yeah.
alignment readings, we've been getting emails from brothers and sisters all over the world.
Miss Blue,
and
I'm not just saying this. Our reading might have been about 3 hours. I don't,
wow.
cause I'm outside of time. You know what I'm saying? So
right, yes. Oh, I know
you,
that feeling.
You get
feeling.
What I'm saying? Because it's
yes.
it ain't. It's not. We can't put a time limit on you getting
no.
back home.
You can't.
Right?
You can't.
You get what I'm
you
saying?
Really
you gotta
can't.
Take your time. This is a spiritual surgery going on. We're doing heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
yeah.
put no time on that shit. You understand? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm more concerned with Wanda really getting that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. I just get so excited when people get it. That's why I get so excited.
Yes.
I learn so
oh,
much
yes.
while doing it, but I want everybody to just get it.
Mm-hmm.
And she on her way to getting it. She already got it because I know she made it back
oh.
in her heart.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, she
mm-hmm.
did. But I do need you to give her that thing. She needs to kick it, quit it, kick it. You understand? yeah. Because look, Wanda, this is going to be the thing we have to stand up to.
Mm-hmm.
This is the snake on the road. What you got
mm-hmm.
for us?
Yes. Okay. Well, let's take a look. Well, one of the things that I want to talk to you about is about, so it is a balance of how you see yourself. Of how you see yourself. And then we're going to talk about what you absolutely, positively have to stop doing. Positively have to stop doing. And the area that comes up for you, Wanda, has to do with sexual healing for you. And one of the things that you ignore that. And anything that sort of touches that area, you move away from it. Does that make sense?
I didn't realize that, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking
yeah.
at it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see if I can give you more insight on what that means with the sexual healing. A lot of times when different things happen, it impacts us on so many different levels. And for some of us, that can sometimes be the adverse. There's cases where certain things have happened and it causes the person to swing more towards one side. And then there's other things that happen that causes the person to swing more towards the left side. And here's where the difficulty comes in when it comes for you being able to get back the love that you feel. It's due to lack of self-confidence. And so what raises you up, what makes you feel whole, what makes you feel more complete, and I get it because I'm a woman, is the attention of a man. And what has happened is because of some of these sexual things that have happened to you in the past, who you hold responsible for that is your mother. And so therefore, this has caused you to have a very, very strange relationship when it comes to women. And so absolutely, this is about you getting in the position to continuously, and it looks like you are definitely there, loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you don't want to happen, because I see spiritually how you're playing out this sexual act over and over again, even though you're a grown woman, thinking that somehow that is going to be the pleaser. It's going to be the solver. It's going to be where you get your self-confidence from. So when Brother Bilal was talking about you got to do it for real, not acting upon what is just coming to you at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, happiness comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can make you happy.
Right.
Now, it is true that people can make you sad, but happiness, that power, and we can decide to be happy at any moment, has to come from you. A lot of your healing work is in that area where it deals with those things of sexuality and how that expression is for you. Because you can't go around hating your mother and love yourself. It is simply not possible.
Hmm.
Right. I don't hate my mother. I don't hate my mother, Miss Blue.
Well, it may be a very harsh word, so let me humbly say, you can't go around blaming your mother and not taking the blame yourself.
Are you talking about the blame for what happened to me? I'm taking the blame for what happened to me? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is really, really
excuse me, Ms. Blue, and let me say this. When I was talking about Jack and the Beanstalk, and I was saying he had three beans with the, you know, these words are entities, are beings, and he had, you know, like I say, truth, and you know what I'm saying? If you have that being of blame around you, it's an entity that you have to let go, because when you carry blame, all the rest of the synonyms come with him, you understand? So you have to find a way to release blame. You already know how to do it. You got the formula to do it, but you have to release blame from your life because it's a real entity that could hold you down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
But I did so much work on that because of what happened to me. I did a lot of work on that, but that's still coming up. That's why I'm like,
Yeah.
Because I thought I had really worked a lot on that when it came to my mom and all that happened and my dad. And
But here's the thing, and I want you to understand, we have life lessons.
Right.
It means that there is no such thing as, it's not like being in first grade, when you finish you go to second and third and fourth. It doesn't work that way. You will forever be working on this. And the moment that you become complacent and think that you haven't worked on it, then that's where you err. But the greatest way to work on it is not to try to build a better relationship with your mother, your father, abusers, or any of that, but to constantly work on yourself. And one place that you're not comfortable being, Wanda, is alone. And that's how you know you haven't worked on it. When you can become comfortable with you being alone and sit with that, not for a lifetime, but for a moment.
I have been alone for years, Miss Blue.
I understand that, but it is a place that you go to bed at night and you truly wish, and anything that you can do in your power to change that, you are doing, which means you're not comfortable with yourself being alone. So just because you have been lonely does not mean that you're comfortable with you. There's a difference. There's a big difference. A very big difference. But that's where your gem is. And I cannot be more happier that you are working and making strides in that area. Believe you me, you've called into this show enough, and you listen to the remix too. And like you said, you have done enough work that if this was not the case, it would have never come up.
Makes sense.
Okay.
There
okay.
you go. So peace and love to you.
Okay. I have one more question. So how do I work on, you said, sexual healing. So what type of work do I need to do on that part?
The type of work that you need to do on this,
I mean,
at this
the healing.
Part, right, yes, the healing is to love yourself more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to know all that other stuff, but love yourself more. Truly love yourself more.
I'm working on that, Miss.
There you go.
Really, yeah.
There you go.
Really, yeah.
So
and that's confirmation you're on the right track. That's beautiful.
That's it. That's
beautiful.
It.
Yeah.
That's it.
Beautiful.
Love yourself more. And that love is going to spread to your children. I don't care how defiant they are. It's going to spread to people that you can't stand. It's going to spread to your ex. It's going to spread to everyone who is around you, because there is absolutely no way that you can have love, love, love for yourself and hate so many other damn people.
Right.
It's impossible. So
right.
You'll know. That's a litmus test for you.
Okay.
That's a litmus test. When your children's actions stop getting you to the point where you feel like you don't want to strangle them, you know you loving yourself. Trust and believe, spoken from the mouth of a true mama. So that's one to grow on one.
Miss Blue, I want to just send out love and light to your mom, too, and your son as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Wanda.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. Yes.
All right. Peace and love.
All right. Well, peace and love. Hold the line. Thank you.
All right, Wanda.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was really beautiful. All right. We're going to try to get one more caller in here. I don't know, you guys, when we're going to get cut off. But we're here live with Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience. You can check out his website, www.BilalTheExperience.com, or you can email him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. Find out about these wonderful soul alignment readings. I'm telling you, you definitely want to get one of them. And so, beautiful, beautiful. So we're going to keep going. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 440. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Punk 913 from the chat room.
Okay.
Hi, Punk 913 from the chat room.
Yeah.
All right, Punk. You know
all
the
right,
drill. Give Brother Bilal your
All right. My birthday is
12/20/1993.
Yes.
Wow. Well, you a baby.
1993.
1993. Are you even old enough to be here? No, I'm
teasing. Hold on, let me see. Okay, your Saturn was inside of Aquarius. Okay, let me see what you have. Okay. Yeah, because you know what is lining up with what I just pulled? I just pulled to see what child you eating up, what desire you eating up, okay? And what came up for you was hesitation. You go head first. You don't stop. You don't make the pause to make sure shit is adding up.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you don't make sure that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted.
You understand? So you have to learn how to hesitate. Meaning you need to. Bottom line, you don't have common sense. You're not using your common sense. You don't wait until all you don't. You know how when something just hits you, when something just feel right, that shit just hits you like, oh, it hit me. That's the common sense speaking. It don't happen soon as someone they do something and you just jump right on. You didn't use no common sense, literally. Okay? And so what happened, your Saturn, when you were born, Saturn was inside of Aquarius. Okay? And what Aquarius is connected to being the social, so it's telling me right now, you get to a point where you say, man, fuck everything. You don't give a fuck. You really don't give a fuck. And guess what color? Remember I told you, use the cards, the chakra cards, to do your own reading from the 1 through 6. And the sacral chakra came up, which is orange, just like the pumpkin.
And that's what I pulled for her, too.
You get me?
Yeah.
So, you get that cold attitude. You got that vindictiveness. You have to stop that shit because you will not get past go with that. Because you get mad because you go head first and the shit fall on your face. But hesitation, make hesitation a beautiful thing. Not procrastination, not the son of hesitation. Mm-hmm. Go to your inside counsel. Go to somebody you trust to give you some sound advice. Do you know you need to fucking pray also? I know that don't go in the same sin, but it goes tonight. Do some prayer.
All right.
Pray before you move, so you can get some direction. Because you don't use your common sense. You don't go in no sacred space and do nothing, no common sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I have for a minute.
She said, okay, all right. Well, I actually, Punk, I pulled the sacral chakra for you, too. And so one of the things I want to tell you is immediately when I get into your aura, one of the things that I see is, and it can mean a lot of different things. I'm going to just tell you sort of my perspective of this. And that is, it is sort of a blackish color that I see pockets of this blackest color around you.
Mm.
Now, a couple of things when it comes to this blackest color that I see, and that is your energy pulls, and it also draws energy. You are pulling energy, and a lot of times you're drawing energy to you. And so this is what Brother Bilal was telling you about the common sense. And so we say the common sense because you're such of an intellect. You know what I mean? Everything in your mind is like you thinking about it and doing it. It's you haven't allowed yourself to really kind of move into the other side of wisdom. Now, I want to talk to you about this again because the sacral chakra came up for you. And immediately when I seen the sacral chakra, one of the things that I was able to feel was your womb. So, again, say it again.
No, I didn't really say anything.
You said what now?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something.
Okay.
But I was able to feel your womb. And I know that whenever I'm doing a reading and I'm able to feel that energy of a womb, because I have one, I'm a woman, a lot of times when I feel this energy as it comes up, and see it in this way, it's due to some things of sexual abuse in your past. Is that true?
No.
Okay. Well, I want you to think about it this way, and I want you to think about it this, because sometimes the past, the present, and the future all exist at the same time. So this could have been something from a past life that has brought this sexual energy back. But I will tell you this, when it comes to your sexuality, that is a struggle for you, correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And so I'm going to say that if it is not something of this life, then it happened in a past life, this particular hurt and grief that is coming up.
Yeah, I remember you telling me something that happened in a past life in Rome.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I do a reading for you before? Tell me.
Yes, you told me, I think it was the signature of the soul.
Okay. Were you the, wait a minute. Wait, because I can't, you know I do so many readings. I'm insane.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull it up. Wait a minute. You're the one that I said should have been a porno star.
Yes.
Oh, well, this explains it. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Damn, what kind of address
this,
it is.
Yes. Yes, okay. All right, because I'm like, when you say no, there's nothing. I'm like, wait a minute, you didn't have to go crazy. Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are things from a past life. Now, the other thing that I want to ask you about, and I want you to tell me, how is your health?
It could be better. I am having some issues with my cycle at the moment.
Okay. Because I'm picking up this very, very strong energy, and I thank you for being so open. I love you for it. It's going to help so many of us, so I thank you for that. I know that we're touching on some. Can you guys still hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I know we're touching on some very sensitive topics here, but I thank you so much. And, yes, the chat room is saying, yes, they're learning from this. And that is because in your womb, I could feel this pain. Your cycle is off. Here's something I want you to do. You need to definitely start drinking goddess water. I talked about this on the show Friday night. A lot of us in this particular soul group, we know that us on the remix, we're all a part of a soul group. We need to detox. This is the time for you to begin to detox. Because that sexual area is coming up so prevalent from you, from past life experience and past life sexual things that have happened to you, you're going to feel that with things like your cycle and things like your ovaries. I want you to do that. Also, start taking baths whenever possible.
Right.
You know, maybe take 3 baths in a row so that you can begin to do that. And while you're in the bathtub, this is something I learned while going through the holistic training with Queen Afua, you want to begin to start drinking distilled water squeezed with lemon in it while you're in the bathtub, and do that at room temperature. And that's also going to help to gently detox you. That should ultimately begin to bring this area into balance for yourself. With your cycles. But you have had past life traumas and also this life traumas. I know you may not say that at this particular time, but also this life traumas too, maybe not in the same way we see these two things being the same thing, but you've also had trauma in that area. So that's kind of like a, you know how everybody would have a weak spot? That's going to be the weak spot for you. That's your weak spot. So I want you every morning when you get up, take your hand, open your legs, and place it on your yoni. I'll say that for the brothers to keep it nice and copacetic. Place that on your yoni, and I want you to begin to send nothing but love and light into that particular area of your body, especially when you're on your cycle. The color I want you to begin to work with is I want you to start working with gold. So either have a gold scarf with you or something gold. The opposite, you know, back in the day, the alchemist would take coal and turn it to gold. And so to get some of this black energy, which is nothing wrong with it, but it shows like it's a little out of balance for you, to get this energy into balance in your aura, because it's lining up in your etheric body. So you're pulling in energy. And anything that is sort of contrast to you, you're pulling in. You don't want to do that. You want to attract light, more light in. And so you're going to do that by working with gold, because gold is going to also be a protection for you, also enlightened, and also it's also going to help your spirit guides come closer to you so that you can begin to focus on your inner wisdom and your inner knowing. It's going to help you tap into that, as Brother Blau says, into that common sense. It's going to get you into the wisdom.
I want to give her something, something you could work on. Cause I'm looking at all of your planets and all the houses, okay?
And I'm gonna show you how on point Miss Blue is, and this is so crazy. Now, your Jupiter is in Scorpio, which is the house of sex, which is connected to a lot of your wealth. I'm gonna challenge you to start writing some books, some sexy novels or some sexy Zane type books, because she has it in her. I'm looking at it right now. So she could do it. I promise you, she could do it. I'm looking right at it. I'm looking right at it. I'm looking right at it. That's what I'm going to challenge you to do. Start writing some serious hot novels. Some hot books.
All right. Yes,
put that
I
challenge
told
on
her,
you.
Boy, if she got in the porno business, she'd be a billionaire.
Yeah,
but we don't want you to do that.
Yeah,
you already did that. So we got to take it to a higher vibration. Yeah.
Right.
Beautiful. I remember, Punk. I remember now.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
All right. Yes, that was beautiful. All right.
Thank
peace
you.
Peace and love, Punk.
Thank you.
On the line.
that
was cool.
Great job. Okay.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot when we did that reading. I know Punk because she's always here. She's always in the chat room, very active. But I forgot that was her that I told that to. So beautiful. I'm glad that it all lined up. That's the amazing thing, Brother Bilal, that I really, really love, that there are so many different ways to tap into this energy of light. But when you're tapped in, you'll be able to see, even though we do our readings, like, completely different, but they still line up. It's still the same thing. You get to, you know, the angles are there.
I'm also thinking how far away we are from each other, and you pull the sacral chakra just like I pull just the super, how charged up it is. I love it. I love it. That was good.
Yes,
we got time for one more? What we got?
Yes, we do. We do. So let's go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 647?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's on the line, please?
It's Juliana from Canada.
Who is it?
Juliana.
Julianne from Jersey?
Canada.
From Canada. From Canada. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. You want to go ahead and give Brother Bilal your birthday?
Sure.
Okay.
25.
Are you saying February?
June.
Oh, June.
Yeah.
Okay, June 25th, you say?
Yeah.
What year?
73.
No, your voice is not clear at all. 73. Okay, 73.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 1 second. Okay. 73, you and that was a rare year. Okay, let's look at what happened with this. Saturn was inside of Gemini. Okay? And I'm saying that was rare because it only, the last time Saturn was in Gemini was just in 72, 73. So it had to make a full revolution since you've been born.
Brother Bilal's call dropped. All right. So let's see if he can get back in, which I don't think he will, unless he's able to maybe call me and I can try to get him back in. But in the meantime, let's begin to talk about what I got for you. And one of those things, immediately getting into your energy, I'm holding my heart. And I really, really feel the energy of someone who wants to be loved and also wants to be loved. Would you say that is true?
Not totally.
You said what now?
Not totally.
So you don't want to be loved?
Yeah.
Okay, and you don't want to give love?
No, I do give love.
Mm-hmm. But I also see that there is a strong side of you that is pulling you down. And that has to do with forgiveness. That's a struggle for you, huh?
Forgiving is okay, but forgetting is kind of hard.
You said what now? Say it again.
Forgiving is okay, but forgetting, it's kind of hard.
Well, it's never about forgetting. But if you truly forgive, then you don't carry the pain of the memories. Here's something that you might find interesting. There was a study that was done at Yale University. And the study was done based upon a certain group of people that they studied that meditated. And then there was a study that they did on people who didn't meditate. Now, I'm not a neuroscientist, but we've had Dr. Erin Brown come on the show, and I know we will have her come back again. But I want to share this with you, because this was some research that was done, and actually this research was done in the UK that they did. They did it in the United States, and they also did it in the UK. And it was about people and their health and dealing with their emotions and also about pain. And one of the things that they found is that people who meditated reduced the intensity of negative emotions and negative feelings and negative thoughts considerably as opposed to those who did not meditate, you see, as opposed to those who did not meditate, there is actually a part of your brain that when you meditate, in that particular part of your brain, it causes that emotional part, which is actually on the left side. You get to build that frontal area of the left side, which has a lot to do with your emotions, and it also has a lot to do with your clarity of understanding and also about how you handle certain situations. So the importance is being able to meditate so that you can release these thoughts. Because right now for you, you have things bundled up inside of you, going back as long or as young as when you were about 5 years old. That's a whole lot of weight to be carrying around. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm five.
You said what?
Yeah, there's a lot that I can't recall. It's 5 years old.
And so, how do you feel? How do you feel?
How do I feel now?
Yeah, how do you feel?
Yeah, there are things that's going on that's clouding, but I can't remember anything from five. I can't remember anything happening to me from five.
You feel fine, you said?
No, I said, can I remember, recall anything happened at five?
You can't remember anything from when you were a child?
I cannot remember at that, like, I could remember some stuff, but I cannot remember what happened at 5. Like, you can't recall that.
Right, right. And that's fine that you can't, but know that all of that is in your energy. Do you have good childhood memories or not?
I have some good. I have some good and some some challenges.
Mhm. Would you say they're more challenging or more not?
More challenging.
Yeah, more challenging. Challenging to the point where it has stifled you. Do you go out much?
No, not too much, no.
Why don't you go outside much?
No, I go out. I go out almost every day. I go outside almost every day.
So if you had to say that there's one thing in your life that you would like to have more of, what would it be?
I wanted my mom more present in my life, and that is about, that is one thing that I wish was different.
You wish what now? Say that again, because I, for whatever reason,
my
we
mom,
can...
my mom was more present in my life.
You wish your mother wasn't present or was?
Was more present. She was there, but she wasn't present.
Okay. So you wish she was more present in your life, but I said right now, because you're not a child anymore.
Oh, right now. Right now, I wish that my finances are a little better. The position I'm in right now is, I know it's temporary and I know it won't last forever, but that's all I really wish right now, that I could take
care of. You wish that who was still together?
My finances is better than it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You wish that your finances were better than they are right now. Yeah. The number one thing that you're going to have to do in order for your finances to get better is to learn how to truly forgive and release that energy from yourself. It's going to be through meditation for you. So you need to really, really find a way to get into a meditation practice. There's many different things that you can go look at on YouTube on how to meditate. Meditate so that you can clear your mind. Meditate so you can bring in happier thoughts for yourself. And, I mean, you're great. You have a wonderful imagination. So use that imagination for your rise and not for your demise, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. I don't know if Brother Blau made it back on, calling in from area code 8.